Hi, this is Tom Hartman. This feature and many others are brought to you as a free service of WhiteRoseSociety.org. White Rose Society, the Internet's number one archive of liberal and progressive political talk radio, is largely listener-supported. So if you appreciate this program, please visit WhiteRoseSociety.org and do your part to keep my voice and the voices of other liberal and progressive political talk show hosts on the air. In addition to this free podcast of the Tom Hartman Program, a commercial-free podcast and access to hundreds of archived editions of my show is available by affordable subscription at WhiteRoseSociety.org. Thank you for your support.
Business Needs offers impartial, unemotional, and efficient solutions to lowering your tax liability and creating real, executable strategies that put your business ahead of your competition. Businesses don't plan to fail. They fail to plan. Call Business Needs at 602-595-5210 or visit them online at businessneedsaz.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Oil prices are off their highs, but still near record levels, trading at about $132 a barrel. For a second day, oil company executives are being taken to task by members of Congress, including Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee.
Regardless of whether you're in the private sector, you are in fact public servants. You have a utility, a need that we cannot survive without.
The high gas prices are causing some people to rethink their driving habits. This man tells KATU-TV a weekend trip in an RV in the Pacific Northwest is costing a lot more than he had imagined.
I got a 100-gallon tank, and it will cost me probably half a tank, so $250. You don't eat. Can't afford food anyway.
Ford is having a hard time selling SUVs and pickup trucks, and sales are down. It's cutting production and may not turn a profit this year. Auto analyst John McElroy says that gas prices aren't the only thing hurting the auto industry.
So many car buyers used home equity loans to go out and buy cars. That's all gone right now. Then you couple that with gas prices at $4 a gallon. It's absolutely killed the truck market, SUVs and pickup trucks.
The general leading America's troops in Iraq says a decision may be made by September on whether more troops can be pulled out of the region.
My sense is that I will be able to make a recommendation at that time for some further reductions.
General David Petraeus is slated to become the head of the U.S. Central Command. President Bush is at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where he's calling on Congress to pass a war funding bill that does not tie the hands of U.S. commanders in Iraq and Afghanistan, and to step back from talk of withdrawal.
Withdrawal before success would send a signal to terrorists and extremists across the world that America is weak and does not have the stomach for a long fight.
The president will be touring barracks shown in a YouTube video where living conditions were poor. On Wall Street at this hour, a slight uptick, the Dow up by two. This is AP Radio News. A wildfire is threatening several homes in California's Santa Cruz Mountains and has charred about 1,000 acres, and several evacuations have been ordered. Meanwhile, firefighters are still trying to contain wildfires in central Florida. And the winner is David Cook. The latest winner of American Idol told reporters this has been the end of a long journey.
My music teacher, Mrs. Gentry, made me sing in a Christmas pageant in second grade, and now I'm here. And so the ride's been pretty nuts. You know, you couldn't write this.
The Fedora and the Bullwhip are back. The latest Indiana Jones movie is opening in theaters across the country. 65-year-old Harrison Ford says he's still doing the work in the action scenes.
I've got to say what I've said for 20 years. I don't do stunts. Stunt guys do stunts. I do physical acting.
Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull is the fourth in the Indy series. Reviewers so far, though, are giving it a lukewarm reception. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by The Home Depot. It's time to welcome spring into your garden with the help from Home Depot. Right now, get 1-quart Vigoral annuals such as Zonal Geraniums, Dahlias, and New Guinea Impatiens for only $3.97. The Home Depot.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The cure for the corporate radio blues. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Attention, small business owners. Do you worry about your business when you're not there? Do you fear your profits are walking out the front door? Maybe you worry about productivity when you're gone, employee theft, or just the liability altogether. Protect Your World Alarms wants to give you peace of mind. They'll install the latest security cameras at your business or residence, which will record all activity 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Then we will link it to your computer so that you can review all activity from anywhere in the U.S. or the world. Protect Your World Alarms prides themselves in providing the highest quality equipment at the best price. For less than a dollar a day, we can install a Honeywell system that will alert police, fire, or paramedics in case of any kind of emergency. Feel safe and secure in your business or in your own home. Call 623-205-8003. That's 623-205-8003. Or log on to protectyourworldalarms.com. Log on to protectyourworldalarms.com.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Every day on my show, we discuss issues and try to move a little closer to understanding. So I'd like to take a minute with you now to discuss breast disease. Breast disease affects 1 in 8 women. I know the feeling. You have a crazy schedule or, oops, missed your last appointment. Women rarely take proper care of themselves. They're busy taking care of their family. But who's going to take care of your family if you're not there? Catching any breast anomaly early is the key to treatment. Now, most women skip their mammogram because they think they don't have time. But you do. Arizona BreastNet offers women personalized, specialized care. Arizona BreastNet's all-female staff, led by Dr. Barkley White, specializes only in breast health. They use digital mammography for your comfort and for analysis clarity. And if your screening needs follow-up, additional tests will be done there that day. No waiting, no worrying. Arizona BreastNet will have answers to your questions before you leave. That is so important. Schedule an annual mammogram for yourself or for a woman you love. Call 480-314-7600, 480-314-7600, or visit www.azbreastnet.com.
I believe in our ability to perfect this nation.
It's been a long
I know the promise of America because I've lived it.
A long time coming.
While we may have different stories, we hold common hopes. We want to move in the same direction towards a better future for our children and our grandchildren.
The official station of the future. 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman. Welcome to the Free Speech Zone.
And greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, the American way. Tom Hartman here with you in the second hour of our program today. William Eatman is going to drop by. He's an energy policy analyst with the Competitive Enterprise Institute. Our question, which should we save, the polar bear or ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson's $16.7 million compensation package? In our third hour, Lori Walters is going to drop by, talking about success in advertising. She's with Ironweed Films. And Christy Harvey, the Director of Strategic Communication with the Center for American Progress, will drop by with News Under the Radar. And also in our third hour, we're going to be talking about this whole situation with Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and vice presidents and all that kind of stuff. Apparently, Obama has now officially put together a vice presidential search committee, selection committee. It's going to be so. We'll get into that conversation in the third hour of our program. But our quote for the day, by the way, from John Wilmot. He said, "Before I got married, I had 6 theories about bringing up children. Now I have 6 children and no theories." So our quote for the day. I can testify, only with 3. Timothy Lee is with us. He's the Director of Legal and Public Affairs, the Center for Individual Freedom, CFIF.org is their website. And Timothy, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks a lot. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you for being on. This morning when I read my local paper, there was this full-page ad in it. At the top it said, "I didn't get to vote today." And it talks about the Democrat who won the Democratic primary yesterday here in Oregon, mm-hmm. who will be going up against Gordon Smith, who is our Republican senator. And Gordon Smith, of course, a very strong anti-union voting record.
Right.
And it says Jeff Merkley won the Democratic primary Tuesday through a mailed private ballot by Oregon citizens. Yet he supports eliminating the right to a private vote when unions are enlisting new members. Hard to believe. Tell Merkley to support true democracy. And it's got the website for one of many of these organizations that have sprung up. I know many of them supported by the National Association of Manufacturers and other groups, some by conservative ideologues, who are basically suggesting that card check or the Employee Free Choice Act is somehow anti-democratic.
And I know you've talked about this and blogged about this over at CFIF.org. What's the problem with the Employee Free Choice Act from your point of view?
Well, the first thing I'm going to say is anybody out there who disagrees with anything I say or thinks that I have some sort of ideological agenda behind it, look it up. Look up what I'm saying. This Employee Free Choice Act, first of all, that name is extremely deceptive. It's absolutely breathtaking in what it does. It does eliminate the secret ballot. What it does is says that in a union election, you know, say for instance you or I own a or run a workplace and we have 100 employees and they are holding a vote as to whether or not they'll be unionized. Well, right now you can insist upon a secret ballot. You go behind a closed booth just like voting in any other election and nobody has to know what your particular vote was. What Card Check would do and the Employee Free Choice Act would do is literally allow union representatives to approach workers and say, sign this card. We want to unionize here. The each employee's vote would be public record, so the employer could find out how they voted, the employees could find out who they voted, and the unions could find out how they voted. And you and I know that in any realistic situation, the unions would send heavies out there and be extremely intimidating in a one-on-one atmosphere. And essentially use...
You think the employers are not doing that right now?
No, they don't do
first,
that right now.
First of all...
It's illegal to do that right now.
Well, as a matter of fact, the reality is that employees are fired in one quarter of organizing campaigns right now.
That is not true. What you have to
that's,
do is...
According to the Department of Labor, that's true.
No. Employees are fired all the time. The important question is, are they fired because they unionize... or vote to unionize, and that is absolutely not true.
Okay, the UAW says 78% of private employers require supervisors to deliver anti-union messages to the workers whose jobs and pay they control. And even after workers successfully form a union, a third of the time, 30%, more than 33% of the time, the union can't get a contract.
No.
We have a very anti, and plus you said right now workers can, under the current National Labor Relations Board standards, they can ask for a private, for a secret ballot. But the way that they do that is by filling out, more than 50% of them filling out a card. I mean, how is this different than signing a petition? I mean, right now, if I give money to a presidential campaign, that's a matter of public record.
Because
if I sign a petition that I want something on the ballot here, that's a matter of public record. What's wrong with this?
One question at a time here. That was a series of about three.
Sure.
First of all, you cannot fire somebody for voting for a union or engaging in union activity.
No, but what you can do is you can find a thousand little reasons to fire them.
Let me finish. That is simply not true. Those union statistics are lies. Anybody out there can look it up.
Listen, I have been an employer. I can tell you.
I let you go on for a while.
I'll let you go on for a while. We can have a back and forth here, Timothy. I'm really not trying to filibuster you. But I've been an employer. I know that if you want to get rid of somebody, you can find a way to do it.
You know what? You can do any number of things. And I've seen suit after suit after suit where an employee was fired for a legitimate reason. And what they do is they claim they were fired because they engaged in union activity. It is simply not true. Now, let's talk about the fact that supervisors can be required to pass out anti-union literature. Well, the union is going to pass out literature saying that they should be unionized.
Sure.
How is it the employer should not be able to pass out literature saying they should not unionize? The fact is, when people talk about jobs being shipped overseas, it's not because of China. It's not because of Mexico. A lot of times it's because these unions, and they insist upon things that make it completely cost ineffective to do these sorts of things.
No, you've laid a couple of points. First of all, I would say jobs are being shipped overseas because of the loss of the power of unions to control legislation.
That's not
unions.
True.
Unions supported protective tariffs, which kept American jobs in the United States.
Wrong.
As Reagan took apart unions, when Reagan came into office, 25% of the private workforce was unionized. Now it's down to about 8%. As the power of unions to protect work jobs in America went away, so did the jobs in America.
That is wrong. Unemployment now is lower than it was back then. Jobs are higher paying.
No, they're playing with the numbers. Read Kevin Phillips' piece in the current issue of Harper's Magazine.
I'm sorry, but you're absolutely incorrect, and anybody can look these up. These are
Bill Clinton
numbers.
Played with the numbers. Ronald Reagan played with the numbers. George Bush played with the numbers.
Nobody plays
with the numbers. They have redefined what unemployment means.
They are
our real unemployment.
It's below 5% now. It was much higher than 5% back then. You're simply wrong on that.
It is pushing 10%.
Wait, what?
It all depends on how you define unemployment, not even the point. The point is we're talking about the good jobs going overseas. Okay, so, well, let's say that it's wonderful. We've got full employment, but my point would be that we don't have the kind of job. My dad worked in a tool and die shop for 40 years. He was able to raise four boys, put them through school. We had full insurance through that whole time. He did until the day he died. He had a pension. My mom is still getting that pension. He was able to pay off his house. Those jobs are gone. That was the that was the American dream, the middle classes, you know, and that is gone. And it's gone because unions are going.
No, they're gone. Well, they're gone because unions are here. Most of those jobs actually disappear because of automation, the same way that farming jobs disappeared 100 years ago. We do things more efficiently with machines. And
no, most of those jobs have been offshore.
I let you go on. Can you let me finish? Productivity gains, mechanization, that's the main basis. We actually produce more through manufacturing, and you can look this up. America produces more through manufacturing today than they ever have. The fact is, most of those jobs disappear because of automation and productivity gains. But ask yourself this. Why are jobs shifting from Michigan to Alabama? The simple reason is because Michigan has much stronger union organizations. Alabama has weaker ones. Therefore, jobs go to Alabama. Jobs go to Sunbelt states.
They're shifting because of Taft-Hartley.
Unions kill jobs.
They're shifting because of Taft-Hartley in 1947.
No, Taft-Hartley wouldn't have anything to do with shifting from the Rust Belt.
No, because Alabama is a right-to-work state and Michigan isn't.
Right, but that has nothing to do – what they're doing is they're saying we cannot employ people profitably when the unions do X, Y, and
Z. No, what they're saying is we can make more profit when we move to a place where we can get cheap labor.
No, or maybe they can't even survive if they stay in Michigan. It's a simple fact.
They were surviving fine for a long time. You know, worker productivity in the last 10 years is up.
Going out of business.
Worker productivity is up 22%. Real pay is down 1%.
No,
what's wrong with
true.
That equation?
That is not true. Real pay is not down in America, and that's another
real
one
wages.
Of those ridiculous myths that go out there. Because what they do is they exclude benefits like health care. If you take those into consideration, overall compensation for
fewer people have health care now than when Bush came into office.
Say that again?
Fewer people as a percentage and in absolute numbers have health care right now than when Bush came into office.
That is simply not true. You've got to – people out there, for all the listeners out there, look this stuff up. Don't take my word for it. These are flat-out lies.
All right. CFIF.org is Timothy Lee's website. He's the Director of Legal and Public Affairs. Check it out. CFIF.org. Timothy, thanks for dropping by.
Thanks a lot. You have a good day.
And good talking with you. Interesting. Well, should we have unions? What's going on? Why is this huge effort being made to stop card check in its tracks? I'll tell you right after this.
Tom Hartman, helping you win the water cooler wars. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Darius, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM too, 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480 KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480 KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480kphx.com.
Hi again, this is Christine, Office Manager with Evanston Electric, Mr. Sparky. If you need a licensed electrician for any repair, including whole house rewiring or upgrades, please give us a call. But we want you to know that one of Evanston Electric, Mr. Sparky's priorities is to help you be environmentally conscious. The summer heat is here. Before you max out your AC, remember that ceiling fans are an economical way to cool down any room in your home, as well as increase air circulation, saving you on utility costs. Also, using compact fluorescent bulbs will help you save green. While going green, they use a fraction of the energy traditional bulbs use and last up to 8 times longer. Call Evanston Electric, Mr. Sparky, to set up an appointment for any electrical services you may need at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658, or click on our web tile at 1480kphx.com. Evanston Electric, Mr. Sparky, rewiring the way you think about energy efficiency. Log on to Rewiring Arizona or call 623-580-8658 today.
What do you think when you see the American flag stuck to the back of an SUV who's about to run you off the road? Unfortunately, the symbol of our flag has been hijacked by so-called patriots. For them, the American flag has become more about going to war than it is a symbol of peace. And StuckOnPeace.com wants to take our flag back one sticker at a time. Together, we can become an army for peace and start our own movement. Get your patriotic peace sign stickers at StuckOnPeace.com and pass them out to everyone you know. Let's empower others to join the peace movement by creating our own patriotic uniform of peace created by StuckOnPeace.com. StuckOnPeace.com is a proud supporter of Nova M Radio and Randy Rhoads' return to the airwaves. Let's remind all Americans that peace is patriotic. Log on to StuckOnPeace.com. That's StuckOnPeace.com for your stickers today.
Randy Rhoads is next at noon, then Jeff Berrios at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. The Tom Hartman program brought to you in part by the Teamsters. Uh-oh. One of those nasty unions fighting to stop the unfair trade deal with Colombia. Find out more at teamster.org. Now, I'm telling you, there is this huge national organized effort. They bought a full-page ad in the Oregonian, which is our statewide newspaper here in Oregon. I'm sure the same thing has happened in newspapers all over the country right now. They're running ads on TV. And the reason why they're doing this is because the Democrats have said, and SEIU, the SEIU and the AFL-CIO, Change to Win, actually. And the SEIU is one of the largest and fastest-growing unions in the United States, just to reduce it all down to one phrase. SEIU has said that come the spring, they are going to organize millions of people to get the Employee Free Choice Act passed. And so the National Association of Manufacturers, the Chambers of Commerce of the United States, and other groups, both business groups, big corporations, manufacturing companies, and right-wing ideologues are pouring all this money into these groups. That unionfacts.org is one of them, the one that you see on TV. Employeefreedom.org is another. And, you know, basically saying, oh, my God, the Employee Free Choice Act is going to mean that you're going to have to sign a card and you can have a union. Well, right now, in order to have an election to have a union, you have to sign a card. 50% of the employees have to sign a card saying, yes, I'd like to have an election to have a union. Then the employer gets to force the employees to sit through anti-union meetings. This is a multi-billion dollar industry. That is to say, there are companies out there, consulting companies, that work with corporations that don't want to have unions, that are literally taking in billions of dollars in revenue. Busting unions in the United States has become a multi-billion dollar industry. What would the Employee Free Choice Act do?
It basically has three components to it. Number one, it strengthens the penalties. See, right now it's illegal to intimidate or coerce employees not to join a union. But the fact of the matter is that it does happen, notwithstanding our guest's assertions that it doesn't. I'm sure he's absolutely right that there are cases where people simply claim that when really they were lousy employees. There are also people who have been fired because they were union. So number one, it strengthens the penalties for that. Well, companies are very concerned and worried about that. Number two, if there is a newly certified union, and if within 3 months they don't get a contract, because in many cases, even with the tortuous process right now of setting up a union in the workplace, where 50% of the people have to sign a card saying, yes, we'd like to have an election, and then the employer comes in and they give their speeches about how we're going to shut this union down, we're going to shut this place down if you guys have a union, and here's all the reasons why you don't want to have a union, and blah, blah, blah. And then after that, if there's a vote and more than half of the people vote and say, yes, we want a union, so now you've got a union, more than a third of the time, within a year, there's not even a contract. So the Employee Free Choice Act says within 3 months, if you have a union, within 3 months, if you don't have a contract, we're going to bring in an independent arbitrator. The National Labor Relations Board is going to get involved, and we're going to, you know, help make a contract happen. And number three, it establishes majority sign-up. In other words, 50% of the people signing that card, yes, publicly signing that card, that right now calls for the election to be held, now it will mean that if 50% of the people sign the card and say, yes, we want a union, boom, you instantly have a union. It's that simple. And this has corporate America hysterical, absolutely hysterical. Now, think about the things that unions have brought us. The five-day work week, the result of union activity. The eight-hour day, the result of union activity. In the late 19th century, the 1800s, late 1800s, and the early 20th century, the early 1900s, late 1800s, early 1900s, it was not uncommon for people to work 10 hours a day, 6 or 7 days a week. It was not uncommon for people to work 12 and 14 hours a day. It was not uncommon for children to work. It was not uncommon for people to be sexually harassed in the workplace. It was not uncommon for women to be forced to have sex with their employers in the workplace. It was not uncommon for men to be fired because because of their political affiliation, because they were involved in union activity, whatever it may be. It was not uncommon for employers to hire companies to literally beat up or, in some cases, kill people who were trying to organize. In 1935, the Wagner Act was passed. Franklin Roosevelt pushed like crazy to get this thing passed. The National Labor Relations Act was passed, which created the legal right to have a union. And at its peak of the union movement, 1947, 35% of Americans were unionized. We went from virtually zero in 1935 to 1947, 35%. Then Taft-Hartley was passed, which said that a state could opt out of many of the provisions of the Wagner Act and become a so-called right-to-work state. In other words, you could have open shops or closed shops, and most of the southern states went along with that. Many of the northern states did not. And so it pitted one state against the other. And since 1947, union membership declined down to 25% under Reagan. And then Reagan declared war on unions, busting PATCO and saying, hey, this is going to be the new policy. The Labor Department is going to be hostile to labor, not friendly to labor. And we're going to help employers bust unions. And it's been that way ever since. We're down to 7 or 8% of the private workforce. Take your calls on this topic right after this break. 866-303-2270.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. The Valley's Progressive Talk. Streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
What do you know about AARP? Do you know that you can join when you turn 50? Did you know you don't have to be retired to join?
Even better. Did you know it's only $12.50 for a full year's membership? It's true. You get exclusive member discounts on travel, gym membership, hotels, and more. Like affordable long-term care insurance, nationwide iHealth savings, and supplemental group services. AARP works hard to promote health and financial security for all Americans. And AARP tackles the tough issues like health insurance and age discrimination in the workplace. Join today for just $12.50 and your spouse gets a membership free. Call 1-800-514-4564. 1-800-514-4564. Call now and your spouse joins for free. We'll even send you a free pedometer just for joining AARP today. Call 1-800-514-4564. 1-800-514-4564.
Real words from real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, four ultrasound tests. No needles, no pain, just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST. 643-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
So when are the troops coming home? I'm Rita Foley. General David Petraeus says that by September, he's likely to recommend whether further force reductions in Iraq are possible. But he also told a Senate panel today it's unlikely that the Iraqi security forces will take the lead in all provinces this year. The U.S. military admits some children died in an airstrike that it says targeted al-Qaeda fighters. The Iraqis say 8 civilians are dead in all. If you don't see $4 a gallon gas already, you may well by next week, say analysts. Oil execs are on Capitol Hill again this morning explaining their profits. Texas Congresswoman Sheila Jackson Lee told them,
regardless of whether you're in the private sector, you are in fact public servants. You have a utility, a need that we cannot survive without.
There is word this morning that the Obama campaign has launched a top secret search for a running mate for Barack Obama. And Dr. Beach says the best beach in the U.S. is Caladese Island. It's near Tampa. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Bringing democracy back to the airwaves. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
If the Bush administration's handling of the Iraq war makes you sick, then make your voice heard. This Tuesday, May 27th, President Bush will be in Phoenix attending a $25,000 per plate fundraiser for more of the McCain. Let's tell George Bush and John McCain on the day after Memorial Day that we have had enough of this devastating war, of losing and ruining soldiers' lives, and for killing in our name. Join us and thousands of others at 4 p.m. this Tuesday, May 27th, at 2nd Avenue and Washington in downtown Phoenix for a No More of the McSame rally and a march to the convention center where George W. Bush and John McCain will be dining with McCain donors. Again, this rally starts at 4 p.m. at 2nd Avenue and Washington Street. Then we'll march together to the fundraiser starting at 4:30 p.m. Street parking and garage parking available. Sponsored by End the War Coalition and 1480 KPHX. For more info, go to 1480kphx.com or call 480-894-2024.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. It's already starting to heat up, and I need my air conditioning checked. I called Parker & Sons. Parker won the BBB Torch Award for business ethics, so I know I can trust them. And right now, Parker offers an AC tune-up for only $69, a $30 savings. Great, trustworthy service at a fair price. How can you go wrong? Do what I did. Call Parker & Sons at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602, the number 2, then R-E-P-A-I-R for Parker & Sons.
Sundays at 2 p.m., the Voice of Arizona.com radio show is back with a new two-hour format which means more time for your opinions to be heard. VoiceOfArizona.com is the only show where the discussion never ends, because it continues online 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So tell your friends that the VoiceOfArizona.com radio show is back on Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Stephanie Miller.
What he's doing to try to get his dear friends, Saudi Arabia, to pump more oil. Bush didn't really answer directly. Would you like to hear the actual fun facts? Global oil supplies are tight in part because OPEC nations, including Saudi Arabia,
oh my God,
are refusing to open their spigots.
Yeah.
That's weird. You think the next time he has his tongue in one of those Saudi Arabian friends of his ear, he could mention, he could say, he could pull it out for a... Hey, could you turn the spigot on?
The Stephanie Miller Show. Early weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on 1480 KPHX.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Some people care about what other people think, worry about what they say. A little gossip coming from a loose lip will ruin my perfect day.
Minutes past the hour. We're going to be giving away a copy today of Screwed, the Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It. Actually, this book that I wrote is just now out in paperback, and it's, in my opinion, the best book that I've written on economics, and I think you'll find it really interesting. Screwed, the Undeclared War Against the Middle Class, and Sean will be giving making a decision about her favorite post to today's show blog on the homepage at tomhartman.com, and at the end of the show we will announce who is going to receive an autographed copy of Screwed, the Undeclared War Against the Middle Class. Crazy stuff going on out there. A Butler, Missouri car dealer said he's offering customers the choice of free gas or a free gun with a car purchase. Walter Morse and Max Motors. So the dealership is offering customers $250 in free gas or a free semi-automatic handgun. Well, most people are taking the gun. Why is that? I don't know, maybe so you can stick up somebody and get some gas? That makes sense. 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number. And Doug in Battleground, Washington. Hey, Doug, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just wanted to call, Tim, I know you don't like to bash callers after they, or your guests after they left, but he's absolutely disingenuous about that. I was engaged in a union.
About what?
Well, the companies do fire people for organizing a union, and they're not even, they don't even hide it. They just do it, and then when you file an NLRB claim, they say, oh, well, we didn't do that, and it's up to you to prove that they did, and it's, I mean,
do you have personal experience with this, Doug?
Yeah, a little bit.
So tell us about it.
Well, I was organizing I was trying to organize the truck drivers at a rock mining and ready mix outfit in Portland. Mm-hmm. And things were going pretty good. We already had over half the people sign cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then
to get an election. Right.
To get an election.
Yeah.
You only need a third of the people to sign cards to get an election, but usually unions won't touch it unless you've got 65%.
Mm-hmm.
And we were working really hard at it, and then one day I get a message on our tattletale to told me to go drive to the Vancouver plant. I got there, and everyone's just looking at me, and they dragged me into this. Well, I mean, they didn't drag me, but they took me into a room with two retired police officers who proceeded to interrogate me for, it was about 8 hours after I'd already worked a 12-hour day. And then they called me and told me if I wanted to keep my job, I'd come back the next day at 10. And then they continued to interrogate me for about another 6 hours. And it was all on some of the guys had talked about, some of the guys who weren't involved in the organizing had talked about a strike.
Hmm.
And it was all about that.
They were interrogating you about striking?
Yeah. And then, but they called it terrorist activity.
Oh, man. So this wasn't even, this wasn't like, hey, we think you stole something from a construction site. This is about you, Doug, are a terrorist because you're talking to people about organizing a union which might lead to a strike.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
And, then they fired
you. That's not even where it gets ugly, because they fired me that day, and then I still get mad about it. Then I filed an NLRB claim, and the NLRB was super.
This is the National Labor Relations Board. This is the federal agency that was created in 1935.
Yes, but they're super, you know, and so we filed a claim, and then the day after the claim was, or the day after NLRB served papers to the company I worked for, I got served with a subpoena. They were suing me for some trumped up. It was facilitation of terrorism.
Amazing.
And so
as soon as you sued them, they countersued you to basically get you, I would assume, to get you to stop your legal action. You drop your suit, we'll drop ours kind of thing?
That's exactly what it was.
Yeah.
And so I ended up getting my own attorney.
Which you had to pay for out of your pocket.
Yeah. Well, I had some savings, you know. Yeah. This was a few years ago back, you know. But I ended up out of my pocket defending myself and another guy. And it just, you know, I ended up prevailing, but it took, you know, it was 3 months. I can't get a non-union job in Portland now. And not that I'd want one, but sometimes, you know.
That's incredible. Doug, I got to move along because I got a whole bunch of callers with a lot of stories here. But thank you for sharing your story with us. I very much appreciate the call. Well said. Dave in Dayton, Ohio. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, hey, Tom. One of the smartest guys on the radio. I love you.
Thank you.
Hey, I was involved in union organizing in 2003, and your guest, he's full of it. This was over here at the Air Force Base in Dayton, and was working for contractors. We knew that the current contractor was going to lose the contract with the government, so we decided to go ahead and we got with the Teamsters and we organized, and we'd done the card thing, and then we had the vote. Of course, the company we were working for at the time, they brought in all the people, you know, to sit down at the meetings and forced you to sit there and listen to their propaganda and everything about, you know, how bad unions were and everything. And we ended up getting the union in. We voted it in. I had to go before the National Labor Relations Board, and me and two other gentlemen, and testify against the company. We did get the union in. And then the company that was losing the contract, they just refused to sit down with the Teamsters to negotiate a labor contract with us. Now, they were losing the government contract, but they just put us on total disregard for almost 6 months. Hmm. New company came in. They won the contract. They kept the old manager, who knew who all the union organizing people were, and we technically weren't fired, but
they just rehired all the non-union guys or the anti-union guys.
None of us were rehired.
Right.
It's
the old show.
And they drug their feet forever to sit down and negotiate with the Teamsters again.
Yeah.
Fortunately for me, we went to court and everything, and I never got my job back, which was a shame because I've been working that flight line for 10, 15 years. It was my home, but I never got my job back, but I got a very good settlement that the Teamsters got for me. And set me up where I am today, being a domestic engineer and staying at home and taking care of the house.
Okay. Dave, thanks a lot for the story. I appreciate it. Dale in Troy, New York. Hey, Dale.
Yeah, hi, Tom. How you doing?
Just fine.
I've been listening to you for about a year now, and it really, really expanded me. I'm one of those Teamsters. I work in the railroad industry. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to your guest earlier, and he did make the one point whereby some jobs are lost to automation. Currently for a major carrier that I'm with right now, some of that automation is costing guys jobs or getting guys set back. And, you know, I'm with guys who set back. But
the dock workers are seeing a lot of that, for example. Yeah. But generally speaking in society, and this was a debate that we were having back in the 1950s, automation creates as many jobs as it loses. They're just different kinds of jobs, as long as it's all here. But when the automation is happening in China, you know, or in Mexico, then you can't argue that automation is creating jobs. You can argue that it's really taking away jobs.
Exactly. And, you know, and the one thing I've always found, too, is that when sometimes with this automation coming in, companies will never tell you their bottom line. You know, I've gotten in arguments with guys who are saying that, well, if you do your job, there's no need for a union. I'm like, no, please. Please. You know, and just like you recited to them earlier, you know, back in, you know, early 1900s, with a lot of the physical violence and intimidation going on.
Oh, yeah, it's incredible.
It's just differently now. It's just
and the big difference, and again, I don't debate my guests when they're not here to defend themselves, I don't trash people when they're not around.
Right.
One of the points that was made in the discussion was if the union has the right to go around and talk to the employees, why shouldn't the employer have the right? Obviously, the employers have the right. They control the workplace. But
sure.
there's a significant difference between an employer and a union. And I say this both as a union member and as somebody who has been an employer for more than half of my working life. And
right.
and that is that employers are companies are basically kingdoms. They are not democratic institutions. Companies are hierarchies which can, you know, within certain legal restraints, by and large, operate on a whim. You know, it's like the old kingdom. The king can say, off with his head, or get him out of here, or whatever. Whereas
right.
unions are democracies. Unions represent the workers, but the workers elect the management of the union. And if the management doesn't go the way the union likes, that the workers want, then they're out. And there's
they're
a
out.
Lot of stories in the history of labor of management being out on their butt and all of a sudden the union making a U-turn or going in a completely different direction because
right.
the workers said, hey, enough already. We don't like this. We don't like
right.
the way it's going.
And right. and I'm working and, for the interest of the unionists.
That's right. Unions are democratic. And thank you, Dale, for the call. Unions are democratic institutions. Unions are democracy in the workplace. If you believe in democracy, it's real simple. If you believe in democracy, then let's have democracy in the workplace. That is called a union. 45 minutes past the hour. TomHartmann.com for our live chat room, our blog, AirAmerica.com, 866-303-2270.
You're listening to the Tom Hartmann Program. News without conflicts of global corporate interest.
The Tom Hartmann Program.
Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m., Tom Hartmann at 9, weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
Real words from real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, 4 ultrasound tests. No needles, no pain. Just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST. 643-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
Do skinny soaps make you skinny? Definitely not. SkinnySkinnySoaps.com got its name because they never fatten up their products with cheap fillers or artificial ingredients. Skinny Skinny Soaps are all natural, and they use 96 to 100% certified organic ingredients. So get the skinny at SkinnySkinnySoaps.com. SkinnySkinnySoaps.com also makes a wide range of other exceptional products, too. From lip balms to bath salts to handmade soap dishes and unique gift sets. All are perfect for Mother's Day, Father's Day, birthdays, or simply because you don't like Mondays. What more could you possibly want? Perhaps a 20% discount when you enter the code NOVAM during your checkout? Absolutely. Get the dirt and the discount. Go to www.skinnyskinnysoaps.com.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate in the Valley, call Mo Higazi, top volume producer with DPR Realty LLC. The secret to Mo's success is his great service and up to 85% commission discounts and rebates.
When selling your home, Mo generally charges a 1% plus buyer broker's commission of 3%. And with no buyer broker, the commission stays at 1%.
For buyers, Mo offers up to a 2% commission discount rebate or $10,000 on the purchase of a $500,000 property. Mo will sell your property for as low as 1% commission, and he'll give up to a 2% rebate on your purchase.
Mo will even make a contribution of 5% of his commission to the progressive or charitable organization of your choice. Better service for a better price. Save big and benefit the cause you care about.
To find out more, start your own property search, or to list your property, call Mo Higazi, 602-326-3552. That's 602-326-3552, or go to ArizonaRebateRealty.com.
Hey, Jeff Ferries here. Not sure if you've noticed it, but on pretty much every block in this city, there's at least one home for sale. And I've also read on CNN's financial page that mortgage rates are at the lowest they've been in quite some time. Well, putting those things together, it would lead you to believe now is the time to buy. Whether you're looking to get into your first home or to invest in real estate properties, 76 Mortgage is a great place to turn to. They're a locally owned, small-town mortgage company with more than a decade of experience in the mortgage business. And they're dedicated to service. They're going to find you the best rates out there and give you the kind of service you won't find at any big bank. So call them today, 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. MB number 0907413. Or look for them on the web at 76mortgage.com. Or check them out at our website, 1480kphx.com. Look for their banner ad there. Don't put it off any longer. Call 76 Mortgage today.
The Randy Rhoads Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
Well, don't you know that the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang.
Yeah, now that's prison labor, but that, you know, in the old days, that used to be normal labor. By the way, I want to add, one of our callers, obviously somebody who's been listening to the program for a long time, you know, in the 6 years we've been doing this show, I don't, unlike many of the conservative shows, I don't trash my guests on the air or off the air, and I appreciate the fact that my listeners don't as well, and because I think it's really important. Number one, that we have the dialogue, that we model how to have a discussion, and that we have opposing points of view. And because those, you know, Timothy Lee, for example, our guest, was putting out the point of view that's being put out by his side. And God bless him. I got to tell you, we contacted the people who ran the ad here in Oregon, and we contacted the union folk, the union facts.org folks. We contacted the companies that are advertising and this employeefreedom.org folks, and they were afraid to come on the program. They were just absolutely plain old flat out terrified, unwilling to come on the program, unwilling to defend their positions, although they are willing to spend millions of dollars on advertising. And so I want to give a tip of the hat, actually, to Timothy Lee from CFIF.org, because the Center for Individual Freedom, because he was willing to come on the program. And so anyhow, that said, we got a lot of calls in very little time, so let's try and make it really quick here. Rick in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Rick.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Great. What's up?
Hey, your buddy had me stressed out. The union guy? Or
yeah.
The anti-union guy?
Yeah, the anti-union guy.
Yeah, because, I try to think about the stipulations that you accept to have them come on, because you could easily just squash what he's saying by simply saying that the U.S. government doesn't support sovereignty of labor anywhere on the planet. Nowhere.
Theoretically, except in the United States. But you're right. In Iraq, we've maintained the rules that Saddam Hussein had put in place. He had a single union that are basically anti-union rules. That's you know, the Bush administration. Yeah, you've spot on, Rick. Well said. Thank you very much. Danny in Los Angeles. Hey, Danny.
Hi, Tom. I'm a union employee for an aerospace company. I don't know if I can say their name or not.
It's probably not a good idea.
Okay, and this is how they're destroying our union. What they do is they outsource the hourly union jobs to job sweatshops that are here in Los Angeles that are non-union and lower pay.
Right, to contractors.
And what they've done in a couple of cases is they've laid people off, and before the people have had their last day at work, they have them hired at the vendor.
Right.
And so it shifts the work from the on-site location to the vendor.
And this is the kind of thing that before Reagan got control of the NLRB, companies would have been prosecuted for. And it's just, it's absolutely wrong. And Danny, you're absolutely right. This is the kind of thing that, you know, back in the day when my dad worked in a union shop, just didn't happen in the United States. At least it didn't happen in Michigan, I'll tell you that for sure. Adam in Las Vegas. Hey, Adam. Adam, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Tom. I listen to the show quite often, and I wanted to bring up a point about your call, the guy you had on the show, where he had said that, you know, jobs are moving down south. Well, my grandparents used to work in the mills down there, and they were unionized, and they all went away.
Yeah, good point. So it's not just that the union jobs are leaving Michigan and they're becoming lower paid non-union jobs down in Alabama, but that the old union jobs in Alabama, they're going away. Spot on, Adam. And I would submit to you that they probably went away after the Taft-Hartley Act was passed in 47. If there's anything that can be done to repeal the Taft-Hartley Act, that bill was passed, there was, you know, in the election of 46, the Republicans took control of both the House and the Senate, and Taft-Hartley was passed. Harry Truman vetoed it, and they overrode his veto. And we've been stuck with it ever since. Aaron in Seattle, Washington. Hey, Aaron.
Yeah, Tom, I really appreciate you giving me an opportunity to talk about this. I feel real strongly. I've had personal experience with this. I'm actually an organizer for a labor union. And what I really appreciate you addressing is the NLRB, while Timothy Lee was being technically correct, he was being deceptive, and then the fact that the NLRB and the Act has been so weakened over time that it provides very little, if any, protection to any of the workers who try and organize. And you also tie this into the huge business of growth of union-busting attorneys and analysts.
It is now spot on, Aaron. And in fact, we just got an email from the AFL-CIO here in Oregon, one of the folks listening, said, Tom Chamberlain is the president. He's on our show frequently on our local show. $3 billion a year industry, busting unions. $3 billion a year industry. That's just the consultants who come in and help bust unions. Dave in Western Massachusetts listening to WHMP. Hey, Dave. Dave, you're on the air.
Oh, great. Hey, Tom, great show today.
Thank you.
Generating a lot of buzz, aren't you?
your point, Dave.
Well, my sister works. She heads an HR department at a local hospital, and she's constantly bumping up against the union there, and she and I have arguments continually. Her position is that unions merely support and protect lazy, no-good workers.
Yeah, which is unfortunate because it's not the case. And I can tell you, you know, having hung around a union shop through my childhood, that it's just not the case. Sure, you can find the exception to the rule. You can find examples of that, just like you can find examples of places where employers kept their brother-in-law on the job. But by and large, no, that's not the purpose of a union. Gary in Portland, Oregon. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Tom. I can't thank you enough for what you do. I started my family in the early 80s in Montana, and I was a single-wage earner working in a lumber mill. I had no problem supporting my two newborn children, my wife, and myself. We had everything we wanted to do, we could do, and it just has disappeared in a whiff of smoke. And that's all they're doing is blowing smoke at us when they try to tell us anything different than real wages have declined. At least 30% over the last 20 years.
Yeah, real income actually has gone up because Bill Gates' income has gone up and Warren Buffett's income has gone up, and so much that when you average the very wealthiest, when you talk about wages, when you talk about paychecks, then real income has actually gone down continuously since the late 1970s. And it's lower now than it was when Ronald Reagan came into office. And all the more the tragedy, because productivity has gone up dramatically during that period of time. 57 minutes past the hour. Coming up next, polar bears or gasoline?
Tom Hartman.
Truth in broadcasting.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
So we've been talking a lot about the price of gas and how one way to get the price down is to use less gas. And now GM is focusing on advanced technologies to help us eventually use no gas at all. Now, everybody knows where I stand on SUVs. So when I came across a 2008 EPA report that said the Chevy Tahoe Hybrid offers the same city fuel economy as a standard four-cylinder Camry, an estimated 21 miles to the gallon, my friends at GM let me drive one. First off, it's a two-mode, meaning it's strong enough to power a full-size SUV. It's such an advancement in hybrid technology and such a welcome entry into the hybrid category that Green Car Journal awarded it Green Car of the Year. It's just another example of how GM is exploring advanced technologies to help us use less and less gas until the day we don't have to use any gas at all. And with 50% better fuel economy than its non-hybrid model, the Chevy Tahoe Hybrid is paving the way. There's more on the Chevy Tahoe Hybrid at gm.com/explore. So check it out for yourself at gm.com/explore.
This Father's Day, give Dad the world. Have a map framed for his office. Give him yourself with a gorgeous framed photo of the family. Preserve his legacy with a framed collage of his favorite photos and keepsakes, like pictures of him and his buddies. Here's your chance to be the favorite child or a truly cherished wife. And you receive a free 4x6 or 5x7 frame for yourself. Call 602-277-3112 or visit the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback today. Father's Day is just around the corner. That's the Art of Framing on the northwest corner of Central and Camelback.
1130 The Restaurant in the Arizona Center, 3rd Street in Van Buren, offers the finest in contemporary dining pleasure and has just what you need to satisfy any appetite, from steak and ribs to seafood and delightful salads. Five-star dining at prices you can live with. 1130 The Restaurant, open for lunch, dinner, and special engagements. Join us for happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 to 7 with daily drink specials. Parking is free with validation every day at 1130 The Restaurant.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. As holiday travelers pack their bags and start to hit the road, filling up for the long weekend is costing a bundle. Gas prices are well over $3.80 a gallon in much of the country, and oil is trading in near record territory again today at almost $132 a barrel. This convenience store owner in Oregon tells KATU-TV he doesn't want to sell gas anymore.
They take all the profit out of it. It's an upside-down business where, you know, the manufacturers are making all the money, and you get down to the retail level, and there's absolutely no profit.
Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman is rejecting a call from some members of Congress to release oil from the government's emergency stockpile. He says that oil is needed to respond to future oil supply emergencies. And oil company execs are back on Capitol Hill today, facing tough questioning from members of Congress. Traveling by air often means long waits in the airport because of delays. And Senator Charles Schumer says all those delays are turning into an expensive problem.
In 2007 alone, airlines, businesses, people felt $41 billion punch in the gut from flight delays.
And a new congressional report concludes delayed flights added $1.6 billion to airline fuel bills. General David Petraeus, the top commander in Iraq, tells Congress a decision on further troop reductions may come in September.
I do believe that there will be certain assets that, as we are already looking at the picture right now, we'll be able to recommend can be either redeployed or not deployed.
There are more killings. Stop the killing. Congress, you have to stop.
You're going to have to now leave the room, ma'am. We're going to have to ask.
The hearing was disrupted briefly today by a protest, as you can hear. Petraeus is slated to take over the U.S. Central Command. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow up 40 points. This is AP Radio News. With the first weekend of summer comes the annual Atlantic hurricane forecast. The AP's John Belmont tells us what forecasters are predicting.
Forecasters of the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration expect between 6 and 9 hurricanes, saying 2 to 5 of them could grow into major storms. Last season saw 6 hurricanes, 2 of them major.
If you want a really nice beach to go to this summer, try Caladese Island north of Clearwater, Florida. It's been named the best beach for 2008 in an annual list put together by a professor known as Dr. Beach. McDonald's is trying to cut the fat. Its French fries are now trans fat free in all of its restaurants in the U.S. and Canada. Car dealers have been offering all kinds of incentives to get people into their dealerships. In Missouri, one dealership is offering the choice of a free handgun with every purchase or $250 worth of gas. The general manager says so far most buyers want the gun. He's suggesting they opt for a semi-automatic because it holds more rounds. Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by Motel 6. There's no better reason to get off the road than Motel 6. Rest and recharge in a clean, comfortable room. Motel 6 still has the lowest price of any national chain. We'll leave the light on for you.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Radio for the people, by the people. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
Well, let me guess. People have been telling you that you really need a website. So what are you waiting for? Maybe you still think an effective website is not in your budget. Well, the professionals at Atomic Medium Web want you to know that whether you simply need a one-page site or a site update, they can help. But they can also create dynamic sites, complete with member areas, online portfolios, online shopping, and client testimonials. Atomic Medium Web Solutions is dedicated to making your website work for your business and keeping within your budget. Atomic Medium Web will work diligently with you to design a website that best represents your company's personality, your brand, and all your products and services. Atomic Medium Web wants to help your business on the web. They're dedicated to making your website work for your business. For all your website needs, simply log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com. That's AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711. Watch your business explode with Atomic Medium Web. Log on to AtomicMediumWeb.com or call 480-736-2711.
The Mike Malloy Show.
Foxhole warfare, like you fall into a foxhole under heavy enemy fire and somebody falls into the foxhole with you and the two of you are just firing like mad. The barrels of your guns are heating up. You turn to the other guy and say, you're not queer, are you? Oh, you are? Well, you please get out of my foxhole. I don't want you protecting my life. Goodbye. Goodbye, queer. My God.
The Mike Malloy Show. Weeknights from 6 to 9 on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Tom Hartman. Talk radio for the rest of us.
And welcome back. Well, what's it going to be? Should we save the polar bear? Or ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson's $16.7 million annual compensation package, up 28%, by the way, from the previous year. William Eatman is with us. He's an energy policy analyst on the Energy and Global Warming team at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org, their website. Prior to joining CEI, by the way, William was a Peace Corps volunteer in the, how do you pronounce that, Kyrgyz Republic?
Kyrgyz Republic, yes, sir.
Kyrgyz Republic, where you taught entrepreneurship and small business management to rural women, and you ran a homeless shelter in Denver, Colorado. Quite a background for a guy who's now with a conservative enterprise, a conservative think tank.
We're a free market think tank. I don't know if we're conservatives. We certainly have some people here who would consider themselves, in addition to being libertarians, conservatives.
Yeah. But it's amazing to me the number of people who, and I'm not speaking of you here, William, at all, but the number of people who are regulars on the show who 2, 3, 4 years ago would come on and go, I'm a conservative, I'm a Republican. And now they're saying, well, we're not really conservatives. I'm not a Republican, I'm an independent. It's like the winds are changing. Okay, well, here's the bottom line. The polar bear, Marlo Lewis, who's been on this program many times from the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He's a good guy. Just wrote this thing that basically by the Interior Department listing polar bears as an endangered species, And, of course, the reason for this is that they have one of the slowest reproductive rates of any mammals. Female typically will only produce 5 litters of 2 cubs in her entire life. And they need the sea ice in order to not just reproduce but also to eat. And the sea ice is vanishing, apparently as a consequence of global warming. But nonetheless, your assertion, I guess, or your organization's assertion is that by listing them as an endangered species or protected species, that this is a backdoor way into cap and trade, or this is a way of preventing us from drilling in Anwar, or both? Do I get that right?
Oh, well, not just drilling in Anwar. I mean, that's an entirely separate issue, one that Congress will further debate and probably won't do anything on. But what it would do is set in process the regulatory workings that would ultimately require each federal permit, each time you need a federal permit. So if you're going to build an apartment building and you need a clean air permit, if you're going to build a new power plant and you're definitely going to need a permit, every single federal permit would have to take into account the effect of the object, of the desired object, be it building an apartment building.
Whether or not there's polar bears nearby?
That's exactly right, as to whether or not it affects the polar bear.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, we would say, that's a decision. What should we hold, and if Americans do want to proceed, if Americans want to hold the economy hostage, that's too strong a term, but if they want to
I'm sure it would go well on the Hannity
economy
show. Yeah, okay.
For the polar bear, then they ought to know as much. It ought not be this kind of backdoor regulatory mechanism by which we Americans only learn that they're being affected after the fact. So we would just want
to know. So how is protecting the polar bears going to harm our economy? I'm missing something here.
Well, what it would do is every single time, again, every single federal permit, if you list a species as endangered or threatened,
right?
For every single threat, by law, that basically...
You have to behave in a way that protects that species.
Exactly.
But you're assuming then that we're so stupid that we as a species ourselves, humans, I guess, or maybe just Americans, are so stupid that we can't figure out different or innovative or new ways to do things to accomplish our mission without destroying a species?
Oh, no, I would never say that Americans are stupid. I would never say that anyone's stupid.
Well, isn't that the subtext of the entire message here? Hey, you know, you got to either kill the polar bears or kill Rex Tillerson's $16 million paycheck. I mean, one or the other. Your choice.
It's not a choice like that. All we're saying is that if we proceed with this regulatory mechanism by which that would impact significantly the economy. Every single new apartment building, every single significant business, every single power plant, everything across the board that requires a federal permit would have to be judged in light of its effect upon the polar bear. Now, that's fine. If America wants that, that's okay, but let's just have it on the table.
I think America wants that. You know, William, I really think America wants, not just the polar bear, by the way. I don't see monarch butterflies anymore. And I remember as a kid, there were just zillions of them that used to come north every year. We're since 1960, and this is a study that just came out I believe it was published by NASA, I may be wrong, but since 1960, a third, 30%, almost a third, of all the animals on Earth have died, are gone. I mean, they've just, like, literally vanished. The human footprint is becoming so big as we approach 7 billion people and as we are belching out these mind-boggling amounts of not just carbon dioxide, but a whole variety of toxins and pollutions and waste. Our human footprint is becoming so big that we're edging out every other species on Earth, and we're interrelated with them. And I don't mean that in some kind of existential, spiritual way, although that's real, too. We're interrelated with them in as much as there's this web of life that is that is planet Earth, that is incredibly complex and interconnected, just like all the cells and organs inside your body are. And if you go in and, I mean, you know, you can operate probably without one kidney and maybe with only one eye and maybe with only one arm or one leg, but at a certain point, you start taking out enough pieces of a complex biological system like your body or like the planet Earth, and the whole system collapses.
Well, I mean, I would suggest, I'm no scientist. I don't think, maybe you have a scientific background, I don't know, but I'm largely ignorant of the biological workings. I don't know necessarily.
I would submit to you this is common sense.
I don't know. I mean, we do have PhDs in biology. There are scientists in that field. I mean, it's not necessarily complex.
Well, and the scientists are freaking out.
The scientists,
you know, Richard Leakey, one of the leading scientists in the world, just wrote a book called The Sixth Extinction. I mean, pointing out that a species are going extinct right now during this century. Species are going extinct at a rate as fast as they did at the end of the Jurassic, when the dinosaurs died out.
Did he attribute it all to rising emissions and rising temperatures?
No, it's but you can attribute it all to human activity, not to rising temperatures.
So it was all anthropogenic, so humankind was the...
It's basically, we have reached the point where we're the single largest, human flesh is the single largest accumulation of single species biomass on Earth. It used to be termites.
That's interesting.
Yeah, and as a result, we're competing with every other life form on Earth for all the fresh water, for the air, for the food, for the products of photosynthesis, and the result is the other species can't compete. They're being wiped out. And I think that the polar bear is just another example of that. This is the proverbial tip of the iceberg to torture a pun here, metaphor. If we're willing to wipe out the polar bears, I mean, really what we're saying is we're willing to wipe out pretty much anything, because the polar bears are highly visible. There's all kind, you know, the best guess from E.O. Wilson, the Harvard biologist, one of the top biologists in the world, is that we're losing 100 species a day to extinction right now. Most of them species that have never even been cataloged. You know, fewer than 10% of all species alive on the planet have even been named right now.
Well, here's the deal. All right, I'm not a biologist. I'm not a population biologist. So the science of this issue, the impact upon the ecosystem, whatnot, this I'm ignorant of. But the policy, what do we do about it? If Americans do indeed agree with you, then how should we proceed? Should we proceed knowing what's on the table, knowing what we're getting into, or should we have bureaucrats in D.C., behind closed doors,
answerable to we the people,
the entire economy on behalf, you know, as the solution.
Okay,
so
if you want to get it down to that, then really the choice, the other half of that choice, then is our choice is if the polar bears are at risk, then the choice is going to be made either by bureaucrats behind closed doors in Washington, D.C., who we can vote our elected representatives to fire or change the policies, or Rex Tillerson, the CEO at ExxonMobil, who, when I try to call him, will not take my calls, and if I keep calling, will have me thrown in jail for stalking.
Oh, man, he won't take our calls either. Excellent.
Right, but the point is, I mean, are we going to have, you know, the kings of the kingdoms of industry making these decisions, or are we going to have people within government, which is we the people, that's us? I thought you guys believed in democracy making the decisions. Which is it going to be?
Mr. Hartman, you're twisting. That's not what I said at all.
But that's the choice.
Let me finish. All I'm saying is that instead of having bureaucrats decide this behind closed doors and then having Americans only know of it after the fact, after they try to start a small business, then they realize, oh, my gosh, I can't do this because of the polar bear. Instead of that, let's have our legislators, let's have our elected representatives decide in the public so that we all know what's up. That's all. That's all.
Well, I think that's what they're trying to do by creating the Endangered Species Act. I mean, isn't that what they did?
They did, but if you look at Kemp Thorne's, when he issued that, when he disqualified threat, he said specifically, and this is that all the legal analysts will agree, the Endangered Species Act was never designed to...
In other words, it's not working out that way. Okay. William, we're out of time, but William Yeatman, CEI.org, you can check it out. Thanks for coming on with us today.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. News without conflicts of global corporate interest. The Tom Hartman Program. Randy Rhodes at noon, Jeff Barrios at 3, weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
Real words from real people about Lifeline screening.
I was told I should see my doctor or go to the emergency room immediately. Later I said to the physician, I guess I'm pretty lucky to have had those tests. He answered, it saved your life.
In less than 1 hour, Lifeline screening checks for warning signs of stroke and vascular disease. Nearly 50% of people that suffer a stroke never have symptoms. Don't wait until it's too late. Get screened today.
The doctor said I'm one lucky guy, and if I hadn't gone to the screening, I would have been a statistic.
$129, 4 ultrasound tests. No needles, no pain.
just peace of mind.
I owe my life to you.
Mobile testing units are coming to your neighborhood. If you're over 50, make an appointment by calling 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
Lifeline screening saved my life.
Please call now. 1-888-643-TEST. That's 1-888-643-TEST.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. At Evanston Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com.
The information contained on your computer is worth more than the computer itself. Just imagine the cost of losing your family photos, your music, your financial information, and all the other documents you keep on your computer. Backing up your files is the only sure way to protect the information on your computer. With one call, 5-9 Computer Services will come to you to set up a backup scheme that fits your needs. Give 5-9 a call at 602-535-5699 or visit us online at aztechsupport.net.
Hey, Truth Seekers, here's what happened after Kathy and I had some coffee from superbeans.com. You follow up a good meal with good coffee from superbeans.com. I got to say it, Kathy, it's the best coffee I've ever tasted in my entire life. I'm sorry. Free plugs. I don't care.
Look, I'm not going to get upset tonight. I really am not. I'm going to sit here and drink my Kona Peaberry dark roast coffee from Superbeans and just say to hell with it. You know, we'll just talk about it tonight. This is great coffee. Oh, my God.
I'm telling you, this stuff, it's like drinking liquid heaven or something. As Bucky would say in the cartoons, this must be what angels taste like. it's wonderful stuff.
If you haven't gone to this guy's website, shame on you. Do it. Do it. Go there. Superbeans.com. We'll be back after the break. I'm Mike Malloy. Well, with testimonials like that, how can you stop yourselves? Great coffee from Hawaii and around the world. Progressively yours from superbeans.com.
Tune in to A Different View, Saturdays at 9 a.m. with Reverend Dr. Walt Weider and Jeff Young for a discussion of the intersection of religion, ethics, and the public square from a liberal religious perspective. Brought to you by the Unitarian Universalist Church in Surprise, 17540 North Avenue of the Arts. The Unitarian Universalist Association of Congregations and this station, 1480 KPHX, the Valley's Progressive Talk.
Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Now I might be old-fashioned, but I believe it's true that folks around the world are pretty much like me and you. I have a silly notion if we want them to be friends, they prefer that we don't torture them.
Oh, he's a liberal.
I'm a liberal.
He's yep. A liberal.
I'm a liberal.
Unforgivable.
I'm a liberal.
He's a liberal.
I'm a liberal.
He's your typical liberal.
Well, it looks like, speaking of liberals, Barack Obama, who, oddly enough, everybody on the right says is the most liberal senator in the United States, I would candidly disagree. I think that Russ Feingold has really, and Bernie Sanders, and although he's not a Democrat, and Barbara Boxer, and I think there are a number of senators, Ted Kennedy, who have been around long enough to have established a very, very solid liberal voting record, and one that, frankly, I think most Americans agree with and would be proud of. But it is time to change this stuff. I mean, the insanity of this administration. Julie McDonald, for example, this is emblematic. Just tying polar bears to the current presidential debate. Let me just try a segue here. And this month, Julia McDonald. She was the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Fish, Wildlife, and Parks at the Interior Department. She said that industry positions should be equivalent to scientific studies when the Department of the Interior was considering issues that had to do with fish, wildlife, and parks. She said that scientific studies are merely opinions, and, quote, we should treat them as we would treat an industry publication, end quote. She pushed biologists on her staff to give more serious consideration to industry positions, especially when the industry pushed for less regulation of a given species. And under McDonald, the Interior Department reversed a staff ruling on an endangered species of tree after the Air Force complained. I mean, she basically just said, okay, you don't want it. So we need to change this. How do we change this? By getting a Democrat in the White House. This is the executive branch of government. It's looking increasingly like Barack Obama, in all probability, will be the Democratic nominee. And I submit to you that Hillary Clinton is, and I may, you know, I may be wrong on this, but I don't think so. I think that she's pushing really hard for the VP slot at this point. And I think that it would be a ticket that would, that could unify and heal the Democratic Party. As counterintuitive as that may sound, I know a lot of people have, you know, we put up a, I sent out an, I wrote the email for Air America yesterday, went out last night, I guess. Essentially saying this, you know, Barack Obama, if Hillary doesn't want to be VP, you should still ask her publicly and let her say no. But I believe that she wants to be. And you know, I've had a lot of people say, nah, not a chance. Hillary Clinton doesn't want to be VP. She wouldn't take that position on the ticket. She wants to go back to the Senate. She should be offered the Supreme Court. I think if she goes back to the Senate, frankly, she should have Harry Reid's job. She should be the Senate Majority Leader. She knows how to take names and kick ass. That's a good thing. And Harry Reid doesn't do that. I mean, he's a good leader in a lot of ways, but he hasn't been the kind of out front, very public leader that the Democrats need, in my opinion. Or, you know, put her on the Supreme Court. But frankly, it is the presidency and the vice presidency that gets you into the history books. I mean, you can't name one Supreme Court justice from the 19th century. Name you know, five Supreme Court justices that you can remember from more than 20 years ago. Most people can't. Most people can't even name the current Supreme Court justices. You know, when Americans were polled 3 years ago about, you know, if they could name the Supreme Court justices or the Three Stooges, an overwhelming percentage of Americans, I forget the statistics, but it was like a, you know, 3-1 or 5-1 or something like that, more Americans could name Larry, Curley, and Moe than could name three members of the current sitting Supreme Court. So, you know, people say, oh, no, she doesn't want to be vice president. But vice presidents are remembered, and vice presidents get to run for president after 8 years. So I believe that this is, that the mode, that what we're seeing here, this subtle shift in the Clinton campaign, and it's subtle, but it's visible. I believe that what we're seeing is that she is working toward the vice presidency. And I think that for political and healing purposes, for bringing this country together purposes, Barack Obama has to offer it to her. And therein lies that, you know, that Bobby Kennedy conundrum, the story, and depending on who you listen to it, it's apocryphal or it's real, is that Kennedy's people had talked to LBJ, who was the leader. He had Harry Reid's job. He was the leader of the United States Senate, you know, the grand old man from Texas, and or the bully curmudgeon, depending on which story of LBJ you want to carry. I mean, that's really how JFK viewed him. JFK did not like Lyndon Johnson. They were both senators and not good friends. But, you know, everybody knew that LBJ had presidential aspirations. And when Kennedy beat him in the primaries and became the nominee of the party, that Kennedy had, people put out feelers to LBJ saying, you know, would you like to be vice president? And his people had said, nah, he really doesn't want to be vice president. And they believed him. So Bobby goes to him and says, hey, you want to be vice president? Expect, you know, as a courtesy. And LBJ says, sure. And now they've got it. But it turned out to be a damn good ticket. It was a good team. And ultimately, LBJ, following Kennedy, I mean, tragically following Kennedy, but it might have been 8 years later by election, LBJ, with the exception of the Vietnam War, which was a god-awful tragedy,
But setting that aside, which is, I realize, almost impossible to do, but nonetheless, in most other areas, certainly civil rights and poverty, LBJ proved to be a very good president.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270.
Mike Malloy at 6 p.m. Rachel Maddow at 9. Weeknights on 1480 KPHX.
Feeling trapped by credit card debt? A five-minute call to Liberty Relief could slash your monthly payments and help you get out of debt. How? Liberty Relief has two programs. One could cut your credit card debt roughly 30 to 50%. The other could drop your interest rate about 10 to 30%, so you'll pay less each month and get out of debt sooner. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call Liberty Relief now. 888-358-7575. 888-358-7575. 888-358-7575.
It's time to get set for summer at the Ace Memorial Day Sale. Buy a portable canopy chair for only $24.99 and get a $5 rebate, limit one. Five other great items with a full cost rebate. Ace Royal Paint, starting at the everyday low price of $19.99 a gallon, and now with a $5 rebate, limit 10. Use your Ace Rewards card and earn double points. Friday through Monday at Ace, the helpful place.
Price is good at participating Ace Hardware stores while supplies last. All rebates by mail. See store for details.
Stand up for freedom and help stop the abuse of power at the ACLU 2008 Membership Conference, June 8th through June 10th in Washington, D.C. Hear from Arianna Huffington, Glenn Greenwald, filmmaker Alex Gibney, Cal Penn, comedians A.J. Jamal and Greg Proops, retired Rear Admiral John Hudson, musicians Jose Motley and John Hyatt, and our own Rachel Maddow. Log on to ACLU.org/conference to register. Stand up for freedom and stop the abuse of power. Visit ACLU.org/conference to learn more.
Feeling trapped by credit card debt? A five-minute call to Liberty Relief could slash your monthly payments and help you get out of debt. How? Liberty Relief has two programs. One could cut your credit card debt roughly 30 to 50%. The other could drop your interest rate about 10 to 30%, so you'll pay less each month and get out of debt sooner. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call Liberty Relief now. 888-358-7575. 888-358-7575. 888-358-7575.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Latest on when U.S. troops may come home from Iraq. I'm Rita Foley. Iraq War Commander General David Petraeus says that by September he may be able to recommend more troops come home.
My sense is that I will be able to make a recommendation at that time for some further reductions.
President Bush says General Petraeus has done a brilliant job in Iraq, and he told paratroopers at Fort Bragg this morning the surge in Iraq is working.
The progress is undeniable.
Gas is $3.83 a gallon this morning. That is a new record. Ford is cutting back on production of pickups and SUVs because customers worried about gas prices aren't buying them. Home prices are down 3%. The biggest price drops are in California and in Nevada. And a man has died after falling down a stairwell at Atlanta's Turner Field. It happened during last night's game between the Braves and the New York Mets. Police say the man may have been sliding down the handrails when he fell. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Truth to power never sounded so good. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Step outside midday and you quickly sense the harsh effects the Arizona sun has on you. Just as you need sunglasses and sunscreen, your home needs protection. It's Blind Time has your local solution for window treatments, shutters, and blinds for every budget that provide not only privacy, but also UV protection and make your home more energy efficient. It's Blind Time knows the damage prolonged sun exposure can do to your floors and furniture. Choose from our vinyl blinds and wood shutters, or select from an array of green alternatives. That's right, It's Blind Time is a proud dealer of eco-friendly, American-made Graber blinds and shutters. Their enviro-friendly window coverings offer an array of fabrics, which are all tested for indoor pollutants. In Phoenix, it's springtime, which really means it's summertime, so it's Blind Time. For your free no-obligation estimate, call It's Blind Time at 623-594-3670. That's 623-594-3670. Or log on to itsblindtime.com. That's itsblindtime.com.
Introduce your business to the buying power of the LGBT community. Advertising with Equality Arizona is tremendous exposure for your business. Hi, I'm Donna Rossi, host of Equality Arizona Radio every Saturday from 10 to 11 a.m. To learn more about advertising on Equality Arizona Radio, send an email to radio@equalityarizona.org or call Mita at 602-650-0900.
Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services. Advertising on 1480 KPHX has not only helped my business grow, I also love advertising on a station who shares my values. So when you need bookkeeping services, call me at 480-946-2484. However, if you'd like to grow your business and put your money where your mouth is, contact 1480 KPHX.
This is Mari Connor with 1480 KPHX. To turn the volume up on your business, visit the advertising section at 1480kphx.com.
Robert E. Lee, Appomattox Courthouse, 1865. Emperor Hirohito, Tokyo, 1945. Sanjaya Malakar, American Idol, 2006. Throughout the ages, there were those who knew when it was time to give up.
When it's over.
Then there's Hillary.
I'm staying in this race until there's a nominee.
The battle continues. Activate your passion on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Past the hour.
Hey, just a quick heads up. Longtime listeners of the program know that back, about 8 years ago, I guess it was, I was invited along with about 30 other people, or more or less, to spend a week with His Holiness the Dalai Lama in at his home in Dharamsala, India. And McLeod Ganj, actually, is the next little town up where he lives. We spent the last day at his personal residence. And I took refuge from the Dalai Lama there. And that was made into a movie. And that movie is opening day after, well, not day after, it's opening tomorrow, Friday, in San Francisco. It's opening at the Roxy Theater. Roxy.com is the website for that, and I think it's just opening for one day. It'll be there tomorrow, and of course we're on the air in San Francisco, Green 960, and in Santa Fe, where we're on the air in KTRC, it's opening there at the Film Center at the Cinema Cafe, and that'll be Friday. So just a quick heads up, the movie is narrated by Harrison Ford, who is also in the Indiana Jones movie opening this weekend, and you will see me very briefly, but you will see me in the movie. And in fact, the second voice that you will hear in the movie, the first is His Holiness the Dalai Lama, and the second voice is mine. So, it's an interesting movie about our trip to India to hang out with the Dalai Lama. 1-866-303-2270. We've covered a lot of territory today. Dennis on I-205. Hey, Dennis. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. My family and I are in our diesel pickup truck with our fifth wheel making our first, possibly only and probably last trip this summer. Diesel just hit $5 a gallon.
Wow.
In Clark County.
Wow.
410 at the Chevron at the fairgrounds. I hate to tell America this, but the true terrorists are not Osama bin Laden. The true terrorists are not El Stater, Al Qaeda, or anybody else. It's the oil companies that are going to change the landscape of this country and our way of life. The oil companies and our corrupt politicians.
Yeah, well, let me agree with you, Dennis, but slightly frame it differently. I would say that, yes, it's the oil companies, but it's the oil companies that back in 1978 and 79, when Jimmy Carter was working so hard to get legislation passed that would create a solar bank so that 20% of this nation's electricity would come from solar energy by the year 2000,
mm-hmm.
and that we would never again import more oil than we imported in 1977. when he was giving, you know, energy tax credits to individuals and businesses. Yeah, he was funding at the government level alternatives to oil, all these kind of things. The oil companies funded the Reagan campaign and funded Reagan. Reagan sure. came in and rolled all that back, which continued our addiction and our dependence upon oil. Because I really do think that we are at Hubbard's peak. I think that we have reached the halfway point of the supply of oil in the world. We hit Hubbard's peak in the United States in 74. You recall, before 74, you know, oil was in 25 cents, gasoline was 25 cents a gallon. And yep. and after Hubbard's peak, after we hit that midpoint, we started having to import. In 73, we were importing oil, but we were exporting as much as we were importing. It had to do with which part of the country you were in. So basically, we were not a net importer of oil. After 74, the United States had to start importing oil because we couldn't
That's
produce
right.
enough for domestic production.
Tom, and let me point another thing out. It's ludicrous that every one of these cars are on the freeway with me burning gasoline. There's a yeah. company in Norway making, it's called the Think Motor Company, making a viable electric commuter car that'll get on the freeway that was owned by Ford Motor Company until 1995. They've
yeah.
developed a viable electric car. This is not just the EV1. This has been going on for years.
Oh, the first cars were electric cars. I mean, back in 1901, back in the 1890s.
That's correct.
The first cars were electric cars, and Henry Ford's first car was an alcohol car.
That's right. So. Now, in closing, Tom, any Democrat in particular or American that votes for John McCain because his or her candidate did not get nominated on the other ticket is out of their bloody minds. And, Tom, I'm stocking up on canned goods, dry goods, and ammunition because the wheels are coming off this thing, man.
Yeah, Dennis, the canned goods and the dry goods, I'm with you there. On the ammunition, I'm not yet, but I'll tell you, my friend. Yeah, thank you. I don't think the country's going down in flames quite that fast. I think what we're going to see, though, is a massive adjustment and readjustment as a consequence of 30 years of Republican oil-driven policies. Gee, what a surprise. We've got two oil men as our president and vice president right now, and Condi Rice has a tanker named after her, and we're in this mess. And this mess is a mess that was created 30 years ago. It wasn't created last year, and it could have been solved. Claudia in L.A. Hey, Claudia.
Hi, I worked on the 11th hour.
Oh, the movie. Hey,
yes,
let's
yes.
let everybody know, Leonardo DiCaprio's movie, The 11th Hour, is now out on CD, and they're charging $5 for it, as I recall. It's really
yeah.
inexpensive so
we
that everybody can see
we
it.
We did all the transcripts for it, and there was just so much in there that didn't get into the movie that was just all the typists that worked on it. Just
yeah, that's a wonderful movie, and
it.
I am so proud to be in that movie. It's.
I just want to talk a little bit about another side of this polar bear situation, which the majority of Americans are not aware of, and that's a very powerful organization called the Safari Club International.
The what club?
The Safari Club International.
Oh, Safari. Okay.
Safari Club International is a trophy hunting organization, very powerful. George Bush and his father are honorary members. Also, James Baker was their keynote speaker at their convention a couple of years ago. This is an elitist organization that this administration and Cheney is also involved in it,
right.
group of people are involved in, and they're very powerful, and their main goal, Brian Ross did a huge undercover investigation of them on Primetime Live about 2 years ago, and the more billionaires and the more millionaires that we get, the more people are involved in this. And they have a very strong influence in lobbying of the Endangered Species Act.
Right, because their main thing is to go out and shoot big animals, and many of the endangered species are the big animals.
Right, and it's a big competition, and all they care about is the competition.
Right.
And every year they publish a journal of who got the biggest and the best one, and they wanted to... I don't know what the status is on that now, but they really wanted to, they were lobbying very strong to hunt polar bears this year.
Right. Remarkable. Okay, Claudia, thank you very much for the tip on that. Matt in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Hey, Matt, what's up?
How you doing, Tom?
Just great, but I'll get better. What's on your mind, Matt?
Listen, I know this sounds really, really radical, but as long as we have become a fascist government, why don't we just nationalize the oil industry and get Bush and company out of all the business of oil? Because, I mean, literally, you're right. They are absolutely going to change the landscape of this country. They don't seem to care about our economy, and our economy is so oil base. Obviously, we've got to do something and get out of it. I want an electric car so bad, and I'm going to wait until they come out, and I'm going to buy one. But yeah. Till then, I mean, let's be
I think you're going to see. I think you're going to see electric cars on the market in the United States within the next 24 months. And certainly you're going to see plug-in hybrids probably within the next 12 to 18 months. And, I mean, that's the direction things are going, Matt. And it's and not only that, what you're going to see are charging stations at people's houses that now that solar panels are getting so cheap, where you put a roof on your garage and it becomes a charging station for your car. Put a battery in there and you plug your car in when you come in at night. I mean, all this stuff, I think we're going to be making these changes very rapidly. The problem is, and this is the tragedy of it, because it wasn't done proactive. See, this is how the free market works. The free market whacks people. The market will change this stuff. It will adjust. But it's going to devastate the lives of middle-income people, working people, and poor people. It's going to devastate them. Whereas if 30 years ago, when Jimmy Carter was proposing these kinds of changes and saying that this is what we had to do, if 30 years ago we had simply said, yes, this guy is right, we need to make these changes, we need to do these things, then poor people, middle-income people, working people across the United States would not be being whacked by this. And it's just because we collectively would have said, no, we're going to do it right. We're going to fix this. You know, we're going to set it up. We're going to do it right. And it is just such a tragedy, frankly, such a tragedy I don't know how to say it beyond that. It's just such a tragedy that we have not allowed government to work, that the forces, basically, and I don't know how to call it beyond that, the forces that call themselves the so-called free market are out there pushing this thing. This is Jimmy Carter in 1979, July 15th, 1979.
The energy crisis is real. It is worldwide. It is a clear and present danger to our nation. These are facts, and we simply must face them. What I have to say to you now about energy is simple and vitally important. Point one, I am tonight setting a clear goal for the energy policy of the United States. Beginning this moment, this nation will never use more foreign oil than we did in 1977. Never.
And we wouldn't have if Reagan hadn't got elected.
Moreover, I will soon submit legislation to Congress calling for the creation of this nation's first solar bank, which will help us achieve the crucial goal of 20% of our energy coming from solar power by the year 2000.
By the year 2000. Bring tears to your eyes? I mean, this is the kind of damage that the Republicans and the free market yahoos have wrecked, or whatever the word is, upon this nation. It is mind-boggling. Back to your calls right after this. 45 minutes past the hour. Tom Hartman here with you.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program, where despair is not an option. Get active.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Weekdays on 1480 KPHX.
Hello, this is William Shatner, and I'd like to tell you about a project I've been working on my entire life. Actually, it is my entire life. Up Till Now, that is. That's the name of my new book, Up Till Now, is the story of my life, including that unfortunate incident with Coco the Gorilla, the true story of my encounter with an alien in the desert, the practical joke I played on an entire town, and all the other events that caused Publishers Weekly to say that my sincerity, honesty, and sense of humor all come across at warp speed. Up Till Now is available wherever books are sold.
Stand up for freedom and help stop the abuse of power at the ACLU 2008 Membership Conference, June 8th through June 10th in Washington, D.C. Hear from Arianna Huffington, Glenn Greenwald, filmmaker Alex Gibney, Cal Penn, comedians A.J. Jamal and Greg Proops, retired Rear Admiral John Hudson, musicians Jose Motley and John Hyatt, and our own Rachel Maddow. Log on to ACLU.org/conference to register. Stand up for freedom and stop the abuse of power. Visit ACLU.org/conference to learn more.
Hi, this is Randy Rhodes. Every day on my show, we discuss issues and try to move a little closer to understanding. So I'd like to take a minute with you now to discuss breast disease. Breast disease affects 1 in 8 women. I know the feeling. You have a crazy schedule or, oops, missed your last appointment. Women rarely take proper care of themselves. They're busy taking care of their family. But who's going to take care of your family if you're not there? Catching any breast anomaly early is the key to treatment. Now, most women skip their mammogram because they think they don't have time. But you do. Arizona BreastNet offers women personalized, specialized care. Arizona BreastNet's all-female staff, led by Dr. Barkley White, specializes only in breast health. They use digital mammography for your comfort and for analysis clarity. And if you're screening needs follow-up, additional tests will be done there that day. No waiting, no worrying. Arizona BreastNet will have answers to your questions before you leave. That is so important. Schedule an annual mammogram for yourself or for a woman you love. Call 480-314-7600, 480-314-7600, or visit www.azbreastnet.com.
Spring is here and summer's rapidly approaching, so the backyard pool is your private oasis. Imagine coming home after a long day of work and enjoying a cool dip in your pool or spa. Well, Clear Edge Pools provides all the professional pool services you need. Weekly pool cleaning, tile cleaning, pool repairs, and one-time cleanups. Clear Edge Pools is an environmentally friendly and locally owned business that provides valley-wide services. So we can install a new salt system which will remove the harsh chemical smell and residue left on your skin when you get out of the pool. Stop wasting time and money trying to maintain your pool and leave it up to the professionals at Clear Edge Pools. Remember, you should be enjoying your pool, not working on it. Call today and mention 1480 KPHX and receive 20% off your first month of pool service. For a free pool maintenance or repair estimate, call 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353. The choice is clear with Clear Edge Pools. Call us today at 623-218-8353. That's 623-218-8353.
Licensed and insured.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the Valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
Back to the Tom Hartman Program, live on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Papa hit him, Mama kissed him, made him go to catechism with his sister in there, black and white. And all the time.
I could listen to Jackson Brown all day. Welcome back. 9.5 minutes before the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Radio Program. And pretty much every Thursday, we try to get a local advertiser on who's had success advertising on Progressive Talk Radio as a way of both highlighting what they're up to, what they're doing, and also talking about, you know, the fact that this is a viable medium for advertising. Today, Lori Walters is with us. She's the acquisition director with Ironweed Films. Their website, ironweedfilms.com. Hey, Lori.
Hi.
Welcome to the program.
And thank you.
Our format is really simple and really short. It's, you know, 2 minutes, a minute for you to plug your product in, a minute to tell us about your experience of advertising and what station you're advertising on. So you can choose which you want to do first, and let me toss it to you.
Oh, okay. Well, I will say that advertising with Air America has been great. I mean, are you kidding? It's a dream come true. It's a match made in heaven, because Ironweed Film is like Air America.
Mm-hmm. So you're getting a strong response to your advertising?
Yeah, great. You sent out an email about us, we got a tremendous response to that. And if anyone is listening who missed it, again, they can go to ironweedfilms.com/AirAmerica, and you get two free DVDs for only $2.95.
Okay, so tell us about Ironweed Films.
So we're a progressive DVD club, like a Book of the Month club, only a DVD of the Month club, and you get to keep it. And we are specifically for progressives. We address all kinds of progressive concerns like you guys do about the environment, politics, globalization, poverty. But this month, like you guys, we've focused a lot on the survival of democracy and this coming election. So this month, for instance, is really great. The May one, which will be over soon, so go and get it. It's all about America's flawed electoral process and the Supreme Court's role in it.
Is this the Call It Democracy?
Yeah, Call It Democracy.
That's great. Okay, Lori Walters, she's the acquisitions director with Ironweed Films, the website ironweedfilms.com. Lori, thanks for dropping by.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Great talking with you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. At 1-866-303-2270, our telephone number, and David in St. Paul, Minnesota. Hey, David, what's up?
Yeah, hey, great to talk to you, Tom. Hey, I have one quick point and one quick question here. My point is, wouldn't it be my pipe dream, or I think everyone's pipe dream would be to have the oil companies go through an economic energy boom, as far as kind of like the bubble burst, kind of like the internet.com bubble bursting and the housing market, you know.
Well, I tell you, if the failure of not just the Reagan administration, but frankly, well, actually, Europe is pretty well positioned, and there are a number of countries that are getting energy independent quite quickly. But if the failure of the United States, since we consume a quarter of the planet's energy, if the failure of the United States under the Reagan administration is to prepare for this, leads to this, you know, $150 a barrel oil, $200 a barrel oil, which to some extent is an increase in the price of oil and to some extent is a reflection of the destruction of the dollar.
Yeah,
if that leads to an economic depression in the United States, it will burst that bubble.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be great, though, if the oil
It would be great if the oil companies got whacked. I think, you know, windfall profit tax is a more appropriate way to do it, though, than by inflicting another great depression on the American people.
Yeah,
what was your question?
Yeah, it would be great if we were independent of oil and they had to appear before Congress
to
beg people for just subsidies.
It would, and we'll never be
independent,
because we still make plastics out of oil and things like that. Anyhow, your question was?
Yeah, one other question, Tom. What is the name of your movie? You were with the Dalai Lama.
It's called that Harrison Ford narrates. It's called Dalai Lama Renaissance. I'm sorry if I didn't mention it. David,
thanks a lot.
Thank you. Thanks a lot for the call. I appreciate it. Let's see. Gene in San Francisco. Hey, Gene, what's up?
Hi, Tom. You were playing that Jimmy Carter recording?
Yes.
And I wanted to ask and point out and see what you think of this. I think Jimmy Carter's effort to remake the energy sourcing for the America, I think it failed because he didn't end the stranglehold on America caused by the oil trusts that were secretly created after World War II. The American oil companies, I think they were called the Big Five or whatever. I don't know what their nickname is now.
Yeah, there was the Seven Sisters, I think, at one point it was called.
Yeah, they convinced the Truman government that national security required the oil industry to be exempted from antitrust regulations. And, you know, during this last period where they had this short number of price gouging hearings, I think it was late last year or earlier, Arlen Specter mentioned that maybe we finally have to break the trust. And that was the last I heard of it.
Yeah.
And I truly think that that was why Jimmy Carter failed, because the trusts are just exempted. There's no controls over
them. Well, I didn't know that, Gene. I knew about baseball, and I knew about the insurance industry.
Well, you have to. There's a wonderful documentary, The Prize, that was done in the early 90s, and they interviewed
I remember that book. I had that book.
Yeah, there's an individual that's interviewed, and he goes over this aspect of what happened at the end of World War II.
But I would submit to you that Jimmy Carter, it wasn't so much that Jimmy Carter failed, because I remember, you know, Vermont is a very, very cold northern state. And when Louise and I first moved to Vermont back in the early 90s, we were traveling around the state looking for a house to buy, you know, and we looked at, I don't know, 100 or more houses. And there were at least 5 or 10 houses that we saw that were completely off the grid. that were totally energy independent or that were largely off the grid, that were largely energy independent, all of them were built in the late 70s because the Carter administration had passed those you know, you could get a couple of $1,000 back on your income taxes if you built your home. If you were building, you know, contractors could get discounts. I mean, there were all the, right across the board, there were all these rules in place to make energy efficiency a good and positive thing. And they were all rolled back by Reagan. I mean, he just undid them. Jimmy Carter had solar collectors on the roof of the White House. Reagan took them down. So I'm not sure I would say he failed. I would say that his efforts were thwarted.
Tom Hartman. You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Talk radio for the rest of us.
Cats in the Moscow Cats Theater walk tightropes, balance balls on their nose, do paw stands, and other amazing feats. Higgins' amazing feat is to hide on the stairs and attack visitors as they're walking by. When it comes to your cat's food, are you a label reader? What ingredients would you expect to see listed? Get out your cat's current bag of food and compare the label with Purina One. Look at the ingredients listed in your cat's current food. Are there added fillers or artificial flavors? You'll see that Purina One is made with real poultry or fish plus healthy grains like oatmeal or rice. It has antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals and never any added fillers or artificial flavors. Purina One is so sure you'll be impressed when you read the label, they'll give you a bag for free so you can see for yourself. I didn't think I could find a better food than what I was feeding Higgins before, but the healthy changes I've seen in him, like healthier weight and shiny hair, proof Purina One works. I read the label on Purina One before I took the Purina One Challenge, and so should you. Get a coupon for a free 3.5-pound bag of Purina One by calling 1-866-380-MEOW. 1-866-380-MEOW and see the difference for yourself. Or sign up at PurinaOneChallenge.com.
Arizona homeowners, what do you think's the next leading consumer of energy in your home? You know, besides your air conditioner. Hey, this is Jeff Farias, and if you own a pool, then your pool is the second largest consumer of energy in your home. When your pool pump is running, it can be like leaving every light in your home on for 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, with the revolutionary Tight Watt Pool Timer, you could reduce your pool energy consumption by 63%. But don't believe me. Log on to tightwatt.com and calculate your potential energy savings right now. The energy-efficient Tight Watt Timer is easy to use and can easily pay for itself in the first year. Year-round control saves money and energy. So what are you waiting for? Log on to tightwatt.com. That's TIGHTWATT.com or call 1-877-779-7967. Mention 1480 and pay only $14.80 for installation. Save money when it's hot. Be sure to install the timer from Tightwatt. Log on to tightwatt.com right now.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk. 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Late-breaking developments out of Texas in the case of that polygamous sect. An appeals court has now ruled the state had no right to seize hundreds of children from a compound where they had been living. The court ruled a hearing held last month did not demonstrate the children were in any immediate danger. For people getting an early start on the Memorial Day weekend, they're finding it's costing a lot to fill up the tank. The national average for regular is now over $3.83 a gallon, and some analysts predict gas will top $4 nationwide as early as next week. Oil company executives are on Capitol Hill again today and voicing the same theme.
As repetitive and uninteresting as it may sound, the fundamental laws of supply and demand, I believe, are at work.
And Shell Oil President John Hoffmeister is appealing to Congress to lift restrictions on domestic drilling. Energy Secretary Samuel Bodman is also rejecting calls for a release of oil from the emergency reserve, saying it's needed more for emergencies than to bring down prices. By an overwhelming margin, the Senate has approved an Iraq funding bill that includes support for veterans and the unemployed. Meanwhile, the top general in Iraq may announce a decision by September on whether U.S. forces in Iraq will be reduced.
General David Petraeus has been reluctant in the past to set that kind of timeline, but as he testified before a Senate panel on his nomination to head U.S. Central Command, Petraeus said he might be able to recommend a possible reduction before changing command this fall.
I don't want to imply that that means a BCT or major combat formation, although it could.
Protesters spoke up during a hearing that also featured the man nominated to succeed Petraeus in Iraq, his former deputy there, Lieutenant General Ray Odierno. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
The presidential campaign may be shifting into a new phase. John McCain is hosting a barbecue at his ranch in Arizona this weekend for several people who may be possible vice presidential candidates. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow up 58 points. This is AP Radio News. This year's hurricane season could be a little bit stronger than usual. Forecasters say there should be 6 to 9 hurricanes forming in the Atlantic. That's near or above normal activity. A wildfire has charred about 1,000 acres in the Santa Cruz Mountains in California. This is fire spokeswoman Colleen Baxter.
We don't have any containment on the fire. It's wind gusts of up to 40 miles an hour burning in a southeast direction. And the terrain, it's steep terrain. Heavy brush and timber is what is burning right now.
And firefighters are still trying to contain blazes as well in central Florida. Getting stuck in airports and on runways cost the nation $41 billion last year in lost productivity and extra operating expenses. A congressional report also says delays cost passengers $12 billion. NASA is planning a final visit to the Hubble Space Telescope in October. The Atlantis and its crew of 7 were supposed to fly to the Hubble at the end of August, but the mission was delayed so that the space agency could finish work on the shuttle fuel tanks. I'm Diane Kepley, AP Radio News.
Brought to you by GM Corporate, the Buick Pontiac GMC Memorial Day Sale. We've placed specially marked cars and trucks on our lots. Look for green tags for deals on most 08s. Hurry into your Buick Pontiac GMC dealer. Take delivery by June 2nd.
Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. The wrench in the right-wing noise machine. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
I'm here with Brush Lintball to tell you about DemocraticMatch.com.
This is the old Brusho, Brush Lintball. Ever wonder why there wasn't a dating site devoted to Democrats? After all, no one wants to date a right-wing wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com is a dating site made specifically for Democrats and other progressive individuals who want to date those with similar worldviews. Right, Brush?
Take it from me, folks. Democrats are smarter. Democrats are more evolved. Democrats are more fun. Democrats make better lovers. Democrats have better hearts.
This is your chance to actually meet the other people who cherish the principles of our democracy, believe in a woman's right to choose, believe in protecting our incredible planet. In short, DemocraticMatch.com gives you the opportunity to meet a real soulmate. So what have you got to lose? Sign up today at DemocraticMatch.com.
You really would be a wacko if you didn't sign up today. So write this down, folks. www, that's wacko, wacko, wacko.
DemocraticMatch.com.
I'm not an attorney and I'm not an accident victim, but I do work with both. My name's Dina Harris. I'm the administrator for the law firm of Osteen & Harrison, and I've worked here for nearly 20 years. Over that time, I've seen thousands of people who've been injured in accidents, and I'm very pleased to tell you that all of them have had their cases handled in a highly professional way, and they were all shown the attention, courtesy, concern, and respect that everyone deserves. The attorneys at Osteen & Harrison have recovered more than $3 billion for our clients. So if you're ever injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, call Osteen and Harrison at 602-252-8888. It's not about getting even. It's about getting you everything you deserve. Call us at 602-252-8888. You can ask for me if you'd like. I'm Dina Harris for Osteen and Harrison, and we'd like to help you.
Randy Rhodes.
So now this is the second time she dipped into her personal fortune. See, this is her problem right there. You cannot dip into your personal fortune and win with a populist message. People are going to think, you're not the real thing. Can't do it, can't have it. I just can't vote for you. You know, I am one of the working class, and I am willing to spend $11 million of my own money to prove it to you.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
This is the Tom Hartman Program, live and exclusively on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Zone with Tom Hartman.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, we're going to try something interesting in San Francisco next week. Thursday, May 29th, heads up to listeners on Green 960 in San Francisco. And anybody within driving range, Thursday, May 29th at 7 p.m. And you can find this over at the website, green960.com. John Scott, who is a local personality there, and Angie Coro and I will be sitting down with a group of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton delegates. Actual delegates, people who will be going to the convention on behalf of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And we're going to have a conversation. And we're going to see what will come out of it. And we're going to see if we can maybe... Well, we'll see. We'll see what, you know, can we have peace in the party? I think it's going to be fascinating. This is a week from tonight, 7 o'clock in San Francisco. It's $10 a person at the door. And you can check it out over at green960.com if you're in San Francisco. Has the nominee been decided? It looks like it. Is Hillary running for VP? Perhaps. I think so. Are Clinton supporters going to storm the convention? There are rumors of it. One of my colleagues has suggested that what's really going on is that Hillary is going to use the Rules Committee, that her campaign is going to use the Rules Committee in May 31st, at the end of May, this meeting where they're going to decide Florida and Michigan in such a way that it's going to have to be ratified by the delegates at large, which means the question of Michigan and Florida will still be in the air all the way to the convention, which means that the nominee won't be decided until the convention, which will buy her a few extra months to convince everybody that she should be the nominee. Plus, you know, there's still three more races to go, and she's can continue to make the claim, counting her votes in Michigan and the fact that Barack Obama was not on the ballot in Michigan, that she has more elected votes. There are others who are horrified by that. I disagree that that's what's going to happen, and I would be horrified, frankly, if that's what happens. And I think that would be very, very destructive to Hillary Clinton's campaign and to her and her husband's legacy in the party. I personally don't see that happening, but I can certainly see where some political strategists in her campaign may be arguing for that. So it's going to be an interesting one. It's going to be a very interesting one. So an awful lot of stuff on the table today. We've talked about unemployment and unions and polar bears and Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and Barack Obama and the future of the Democratic Party. 1-866-303-2270. We'll take your calls here throughout this half hour. And then at the bottom of the hour, Christy Harvey's going to drop by from the Center for American Progress with the best of the rest of the news, that things that might have slid under the radar. Marty, speaking of San Francisco, Marty in San Francisco, listening on Green 960. What's up?
Hi. Well, I've got two things. First one is, in the first hour, you had a discussion with a guy about the nation's unemployment numbers, and he was talking about how accurate they are.
Right.
I do a lot of reading in the financial papers, and one of the things about the unemployment numbers is they are really flaky. Some of them are just add in numbers. And I have an example. In the last unemployment numbers they came up, they add about 246,000 jobs to the new job total to cover, quote, jobs that come from companies that started up since the last time they measured it. So they have
right.
no idea. They just pull this number right out of the hat and
right.
add it in.
This is the entrepreneurial assumption.
That's an assumption. It's just,
right.
and a lot of times these numbers are model generated.
Yeah.
They're very suspicious.
Well, and not only that, they no longer count people who, it used to be they didn't count people who'd been out of work 4 years, then it became they didn't count people who'd been out of work 1 year, now I believe they don't count people who no longer draw unemployment compensation. They used to count people who were working part-time but not working full-time as unemployed or seeking jobs. Now they count them as employed. There have been so many changes. As I said, Kevin Phillips lays all this stuff out. We did a whole show about it. I think it was on Monday of this week. Kevin Phillips lays it out brilliantly in the current issue of Harper's. So well said, Marty. Thank you very much. Appreciate the call. Mark in Miami, Florida, listening on Winds 960. Hey,
good afternoon,
Mark. What's
Tom.
Up? Hey.
I was great. I really enjoy your show every
Thank
afternoon
you.
Here at my office.
Thank you. And we're very, very grateful to be on the air there in Miami on Winds.
Yeah,
what's up?
Yeah. Well, I know that you've spent a little time studying Cuba and some of the events in Cuba, and I've read your book on the related Kennedy assassination and the debunking of the Cuba myth.
Mm-hmm.
But your comment, I can't remember if it was yesterday or the day before, that anyone who speaks out against the regime is jailed. And I have to be...
That is far too sweeping a statement.
Yes, that was very overly sweeping, because there is an indigenous and a homegrown opposition and dissident movement in Cuba. and one that is not funded by the United States. And I just wanted to get your reaction on some of these new revelations that Ms. Beatrice Roque, Marta Beatrice Roque, and some of the ladies in white and some of these 75 so-called journalists, independent journalists who were jailed, had been receiving money from Miami-based terrorist organizations that were started up by Luis Posada, Santiago Alvarez, Orlando Bosch, and Alpha 66 in Miami.
Right. And so, therefore, from the point of view of the people who are speaking on behalf of the Castro regime, for lack of a better way to say it, the people who are put in prison for speaking out are not put in prison for speaking out. They're just put in prison for agitating on behalf of terrorist organizations and advocating the overthrow of the government, which in the United States is also a crime.
Yes, it is.
And
they're aiding and abetting the declared enemies of Cuba.
Right. And on the other hand, I've heard from a number of people, and we have some a couple of friends, including an old college roommate of mine and an old girlfriend of mine who have been married now for 30 years, who go to Cuba regularly, who say that, you know, you talk to the average person on the street and they will tell you what they don't like about Cuba and Castro and the whole bit. I mean, you know, people are not at all reluctant to speak out.
Yeah.
And, you know, so it's, I think this the situation is far more complex than people on either side have tried to characterize or caricature it as. And I'd love to get down there and check it out myself.
Well, I can recommend a fantastic book for you and your audience if you're interested in
sure.
the electoral process in Cuba. It's a book written by Professor Arnold August of McGill University.
Mm-hmm.
It's called Democracy in Cuba, and it's the study of the 1997-1998 election season in Cuba, where he does a thoroughly independent, not government-guided or no minders or anything like that. He has free rein to travel around Cuba and observe the rather lengthy election season that they have there with their three levels of assemblies and parliaments.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fascinating read, Tom, and I think that you should give it a perusal because
I will check it out.
It's not a single-party system in Cuba. It's like a non-party system. There are multiple parties, but no party in Cuba does nominations or campaigning for any particular candidate.
Mark, I'll check it out. And thank you very much for the call, and thanks for listening there in Miami. Frank in Los Angeles, listening on K-Talk. Hey, Frank.
Yeah, how are you doing? You know, these MBA graduates who never had a job in their life are getting these executive positions with corporations and making hundreds of thousands, or if not millions of dollars a year. And, you know, corporations have no loyalty except to their executives who vote themselves huge bonuses, you know, like in the $7 billion case, what was it, McGuire?
Yeah, William McGuire of United Healthcare. $1.78 billion over a 10-year period. That's mind-boggling.
So, I mean, it's not only as obscene, but, you know.
And that came out of our pockets. I mean, this is a health insurance company.
Yeah, no, that's why they deny you benefits, because they're paying their executives huge amounts of money.
There you go.
The thing is, a friend of mine, you know, they have no loyalty, like I say. He built up a territory, and the corporation said, well, we could hire three people for what he's making. And when he went to his job in the morning, the security guard said, you're terminated. You know, and he said, well, let me get my things from the desk. He says, no, I'll bring them out to you. And he threw everything in a cardboard box and handed it to him.
Yeah.
But so the subsequent story about this was the three people that they hired to replace him couldn't replace him.
Yeah.
There's
a lot to be said for experience. No, I have heard and seen stories like that myself in the job, you know, in the labor market in the last 20 years where particularly older, more experienced and more well-paid employees are replaced because there are people and in part because also their health insurance is more expensive, but mostly because they've been around long enough to have gotten the bonuses and the raises over the years that they, you know, whereas you can bring in somebody who's fresh into the job market who will do the job for half the pay. Hey, why not? And so people just get bounced out, and it is the progressive destruction of the middle class in America. That's the bottom line. That's what's going on. 16 minutes past the hour.
Uncommon sense from the radical middle. This is the Tom Hartman Program. the Valley's Progressive Talk, streaming live at 1480kphx.com.
Hi, Tom Hartman here, and now I want to talk to you about gold. Gold is real money, and it's been real money for over 5,000 years. As you know, gold will still be real money when the dollar is just a footnote in history. That's why I began buying gold years ago, and now I acquire gold and silver coins through ITM Trading. You should call ITM, too. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. There may be rumors of a strong dollar policy or rallies that send the dollar higher for a short time, but trust me, the dollar's future is already baked into the cake. The USA has gone from a creditor nation in the 70s to the largest debtor nation the world has ever known. That's why some nations don't even want to take the American dollar today. So I hope you're listening when I tell you that you should call my friends at ITM Trading and get some gold today. Your long-term financial future may depend on it. Talk to the experts at ITM Trading. They'll answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to help you get started. It's really simple. Call and talk to their experts at 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Hi, I'm Christine, office manager at Evanston Electric. When you're in need of an expert electrician for any electrical repair, including whole house rewiring, service upgrades, please feel free to give Evanston Electric a call. At Evanston Electric, we pride ourselves in quality, on-time, valley-wide service. We will take care of all of your residential and light commercial needs, from the simple to the complex, all with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call us today at 623-580-VOLT. That's 623-580-8658. Or go to 1480kphx.com and click on our web tile there. However, if you're looking for a way to spark up your business, I highly recommend contacting the marketing professionals at 1480kphx. They'll help you create an advertising campaign that will not only increase traffic to your business, but specifically target your ideal client.
Hi, I'm Mari Connor, Senior Account Executive with 1480kphx. To re-energize your business, click on the advertise link at 1480kphx.com.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. Because of all the uncertainty in the housing markets, the irony is there's never been a better time to buy. The price for a home is lower than it's been in quite some time, and mortgage rates remain fairly low. So now is a good time to buy, and the best place to turn is 76 Mortgage, a locally owned small-town mortgage company dedicated to service. As a client at 76 Mortgage, I can tell you from experience, they specialize in fast closes, give you all the information you need to make the right choice, and they're great people to work with. Call them today at 602-265-LOAN. That's 602-265-5626. Or look for them on the web at 76mortgage.com. You can even link to them at our website, 1480kphx.com. Look for their banner ad there. BK number 0907413. So what are you waiting for? Now's the time to buy while housing prices and mortgage rates remain low. Call 76 Mortgage today.
Did you know that U-Haul installed hitches improve the utility value of any vehicle? Your car, truck, or van can accomplish any number of tasks it could not do before. Recreational applications such as towing your boat, camper, or personal watercraft. Commercial applications such as towing landscaping or construction equipment, and of course, moving with a U-Haul trailer. U-Haul pays attention to details and is constantly striving to develop towing technology to make recreational towing safer. To learn more about U-Haul towing equipment, visit them online at U-Haul.com.
Embarrassed by doggy odor? Come bathe with us. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Self-service doggy wash, full-service grooming, hip accessories, delicious fresh baked treats. Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center at 7th Avenue, just north of Indian School. Winner, Best of Phoenix Magazine and Best of New Times. Wash them, feed them, spoil them, all in one cool place. For all your clean doggy needs, Wagon Wash Healthy Pet Center. Bark if you're dirty, 602-462-9274. That's 602-462-WASH. Call or stop by today.
The Randy Rhodes Show, weekdays from noon to 3 on 1480 KPHX.
About 5 to 5 on Friday, and we were all getting ready to go. Oh, yeah. And the boss man started screaming, and his veins began to show. He said, "You and you come with me, 'cause you're gonna have to stay." When my heart was thumping and I was jumping, I had to get away. Just a little too tense, gotta loosen up those chains.
It's 21 minutes past the hour on the Tom Hartman Radio Program, brought to you in part by the Teamsters fighting to stop the unfair trade deal with Columbia. Find out more at Teamster.org. Don in Northern New Jersey on the line. Hey, Don, what's up?
Oh, Tom, yeah. I wanted to ask you about... I'll ask you what you think. I think that I'm a Barack Obama supporter, but I believe that Hillary Clinton will not only win the Democratic nomination, but will become president. And I'll tell you why. Her husband, Bill Clinton, became a member of the Bilderberg group 1 year before he became president. And he was elected.
And therefore...
Hillary is presently a member of the Bilderberg.
Yeah, she also eats mashed potatoes. I mean, that kind of logic is like, hey, I guarantee you 100% of all serial killers drink milk.
Okay.
So we should outlaw milk. And, in fact, we should track down everybody who drinks milk and put them in prison.
No, well, I'm not saying...
You're confusing cause with effect, Don. You know, it's becoming a member of this is what the conservatives go off about the Council on Foreign Relations. Oh, my God, look at it. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. He must be an internationalist. Well, no, it's kind of a club for people who are interested in issues that have to do with international relations. It's just not that simple. I'm sorry. It's not like there's some little puppet conspiracy controlling the world. The conspiracy is right out in the open. All you have to do is look. It's called the World Trade Organization, NAFTA, all this stuff. It's called transnational corporations, corporate personhood. It is obvious for anybody. You don't need a secret society to rule the world. You just need the cash. And you know, there's a bunch of them that have it. Fortunately, in the few democracies around the world, you need the will of the people with you. And that's why I suspect that what's going to happen, it certainly seems to be in the United States, that the will of the people is moving in the direction of Barack Obama rather than Hillary Clinton, although she has a lot of, both of them have a lot of supporters, and I think we just have to acknowledge, both of those. Tony in Orange County, California. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Tom. How you doing? By the way, great show. Tom, I was listening to Rush Limbaugh earlier, and I apologize to all your listeners for that.
That's okay.
But he actually, he was coming up with this whole Operation Chaos and telling people, his Republicans, to vote for, for Hillary to keep her in the race, I guess to continue disrupting, the election process. And now, today in the morning, he was actually reaching out to all the women voters, all the Democratic women voters, saying that the Democratic Party has basically shunned them. And that,
Tony, the bottom line is that, and I think this is one of the reasons why I beat Limbaugh on the ratings in two cities now, in three different Arbitron rating books, is that, he's just reaching out increasingly desperately to get his name in the press and to get PR and to get, the guy is not relevant anymore. Right-wing talk radio is increasingly not relevant anymore. America's moved beyond that. America's moved beyond, hate and fear-mongering and finger-pointing and really wants to talk about some of the issues facing us, like the destruction of the American middle class. Right-wing talk radio will never go near that. Because that's their baby. I mean, it's their product. Thanks a lot for the call, though. Greg in Cucamonga. Hey, Greg.
Oh, hello. You were talking about unions a while ago. And
yep.
Guy made a remark about unions protect the lazy, no-good workers. And you kind of...
Well, I said sometimes it happens, but,
I'll tell you, that's a big ongoing issue right now. It happens all the time with my wife. I'm pro-union. I worked 16 years in a paper mill, and my wife right now, she's a union rep, and they waste her time protecting these scofflaws. And, the union workers don't realize what a good deal they have.
See, the bottom line, the problem here, Greg, is that
place and they abuse they abuse attendance and all types of.
No, I understand that. And the bottom line is that there's a weakness to the power of a union, and that's the weakness that you've just identified, and that is the ability to abuse it to protect people who are not working hard. On the other hand, there's a weakness to there not being a union, which is that the employer then can abuse it and abuse their employees. And frankly, I would say that the greater harm comes from there not being a union than there being a union. And not just greater by, 51 to 49, greater 90 to 10. You know, as I said, my dad worked in a union shop his whole entire life. And I used to, after school, elementary school, I used to walk down there and hang out in the tool and die shop for hours with these guys. They worked hard, union guys, they worked hard. It took a lot to become a journeyman tool and die maker. I have a lot of respect for unions in this country. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're tuned in to the Tom Hartman Program. Call Tom at 866-303-2270. Stephanie Miller at 6 a.m. Tom Hartman at 9. Weekday mornings on 1480 KPHX.
What do you know about AARP? Do you know that you can join when you turn 50? Did you know you don't have to be retired to join? Even better, did you know it's only $12.50 for a full year's membership? It's true. You get exclusive member discounts on travel, gym membership, hotels, and more, like affordable long-term care insurance, nationwide eye health savings, and supplemental group services. AARP works hard to promote health and financial security for all Americans. And AARP tackles the tough issues, like health insurance and age discrimination in the workplace. Join today for just $12.50, and your spouse gets a membership free. Call 1-800-514-4564. 1-800-514-4564. Call now and your spouse joins for free. We'll even send you a free pedometer just for joining AARP today. Call 1-800-514-4564. 1-800-514-4564.
You know, it's not pleasant to talk about, but it's one thing that every man over the age of 30 should know about: an enlarged prostate. Prostate enlargement can cause frequent urination and even sexual problems. So between getting up in the middle of the night to urinate and possible sexual problems, an enlarged prostate becomes a giant pain in the... Well, you get the idea. Now, what if I told you there was an all-natural way to help your body keep your prostate healthy? There is. It's called Beta Prostate, and it's an all-natural prostate vitamin. No crazy medications with strange side effects, just a natural supplement that helps maintain your prostate. Beta Prostate has proven ingredients that target and feed your prostate with healthy nutrients. If you're over the age of 30, be proactive in keeping your prostate in good health. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803. Your health is too important to wait, so call now. 1-800-954-0803. That's 1-800-954-0803.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Taking children away when you have no right to. I'm Rita Foley. This is about the hundreds of children who were taken away from a polygamist sect in Texas. A state appeals court has ruled that Texas had no right to seize the children, more than 400 of them. The court ruled that neither the law nor the facts of the case supported the state's decision to take the children. Texas says it did that to protect them from underage sex. The top U.S. commander in Iraq says he could recommend further troop reductions by September if security continues to improve. Gas is $3.83 a gallon, another record. And in Houston, Angela Lee has had it.
Right now it's costing me $70 to fill up my tank. On a monthly basis, it's almost $300.
She told the Today Show they are changing their Memorial Day vacation plans because of the high prices. Home prices are down 3.1%, says the government. And... you can now see the new Indiana Jones movie, Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I'm Rita Foley.
1480 KPHX, Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Randy Rhodes, Jeff Farias, and Mike Malloy. Sticking a big old wad of truth in your ear every day. This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
Tax time is just around the corner. Is your business prepared? Hi, this is Carrie with Camelview Accounting Services.
As a QuickBooks Pro Advisor, I can help you organize your business bookkeeping to take a complete package to your CPA. For a full list of services, please visit my website at camelviewaccounting.biz or give us a call at 480-946-2484. That's 480-946-2484 or find us on the sponsor directory at 1480kphx.com.
On Saturday at 3 p.m., join us on the Veterans for Peace show About Face, when we talk with Professor Joseph Fahey about his book, War and the Christian Conscience. The professor argues that religion is the cure for war. I say that religion and greed are the cause of war. Join us at 3 p.m. on Saturday and give us your opinion. That's 3 p.m. Saturday here on 1480 KPHX.
If the Bush administration's handling of the Iraq War makes you sick, then make your voice heard. This Tuesday, May 27th, President Bush will be in Phoenix attending a $25,000 per plate fundraiser for More of the McSame McCain. Let's tell George Bush and John McCain on the day after Memorial Day that we have had enough of this devastating war, of losing and ruining soldiers' lives, and for killing in our name. Join us and thousands of others at 4 p.m. this Tuesday, May 27th, at 2nd Avenue and Washington in downtown Phoenix for a No More of the McSame rally and a march to the convention center where George W. Bush and John McCain will be dining with McCain donors. Again, this rally starts at 4 p.m. at 2nd Avenue and Washington Street. Then we'll march together to the fundraiser starting at 4:30 p.m. Street parking and garage parking available. Sponsored by End the War Coalition and 1480 KPHX. For more info, go to 1480kphx.com or call 480-894-2024.
Jeff Farias.
I'm extremely encouraged hearing this kind of talk coming out of Obama, hearing him take these people on. And again, this foreign policy we've had for 8 years, not only has it been a colossal failure in terms of the kind of results we've gotten, but it's been counter to everything this country has stood for with regard to foreign policy. Since when have we been afraid to go to the table? Well, since George Bush was elected.
The Jeff Farias Show, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX. Now more with Tom Hartman on the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX.
And where that foghorn blows, I will be coming home. Yeah, when the foghorn blows, I wanna hear it. I don't have to fear that I wanna rock your gypsy soul. Just like way back in the days of old. Yeah, magnificently we will fold into the mystic.
And Sean Taylor, our producer, is right now going through, well, she'll continue to for the next 15 minutes or so, going through the posts on our blog at tomhartman.com for her favorite post of the day, who will receive a copy of, an autographed copy of my book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It. So, anyhow, Christy Harvey is with us. She is the Director of Strategic Communications at the Center for American Progress and editor of MikeCheckRadio.org, AmericanProgress.org, of course. Hey, Christy.
Hey, how are you?
I am great, and great to have you with us.
I was a little bit grouchy today. I'm just having one of those grouchy days, and now I'm all mellow and happy with the Van Morrison. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Van Morrison does that to me,
suddenly.
Too. Yeah. So, Henry Waxman, the mustache of justice, I have some of this audio here. Take one, two, three, and four. I think the third attempt was the most interesting one.
Okay.
Shall we try that?
It seems to me you're being awfully evasive, and I don't know why you cannot tell this committee whether you in fact had a discussion about this rule or that rule or the other rule. We're only talking about three different rules. Either you did or you didn't. And I don't know why you cannot tell us that information. No one is asking you what was said. We're just asking you whether you had a conversation. And the answer is not acceptable. Say, I've had conversations with the president and others on a routine basis, and I'm not going to tell you whether I had a conversation on these subjects. What else do you talk to them about?
Now, that was Waxman. Here's Johnson's response.
As I said, I have routine conversations on
In those routine
topics,
conversations, did you talk about
on a wide
the ozone?
Range of
Mr.
It was, I have never really wanted to play a drinking game while watching C-SPAN like I did during this hearing, because right. Henry Waxman, of course, is talking to the head of the EPA, Stephen Johnson, about whether or not he met with the White House to talk about these dreadful ozone regulations they just put into place, or the California, the refusal to grant California its waiver on its emission standards. And so he kept asking him, did you meet with the White House? There's rumors you met with the White House about this. Everyone's saying this. Did you? And every single time, Stephen Johnson said, it was robotic almost. He'd memorized one answer.
Right.
I've had regular routine conversations with members of the White House on a variety of topics.
Now, is he lying or weaseling or waffling or whatever he's doing here? Because if he had had conversations with the White House specifically about this and they had made these decisions based on politics rather than science, as the head of the EPA, he would be violating what would in the corporate world be called fiduciary responsibility. I'm not sure what it's called in the governmental world. And therefore breaking some rule or law? Or is he simply doing this because he doesn't want it to look like they're playing politics with the EPA?
Well, it's definitely unethical. You know, and
criminally unethical?
I don't know if it's criminally unethical, but I think that it could be a pretty big deal. You know, he's basically turned into the EPA's Alberto Gonzalez, where he has played hardcore politics with his office, trashed his agency, all for the White House with and there's a secret meetings out the wazoo that he's had with people at the White House. Right. And then when he's been busted on it, we just found out late last week that people came forward and said that Stephen Johnson had been for granting California's emission standards and then got an emergency call from the White House, went and met with them. He came out and said, actually, we're going to deny it now.
Right.
And so, you know, that, and he went against his, we know this, he went against his own scientists. So what Henry Waxman is trying to do, he's trying to use his mustache of justice for good, not evil, and figure out exactly what the White House did to try to manipulate these agencies. And I think, actually, the White House stands to get in more trouble than Stephen Johnson would.
Right, but he's got to protect the White House, otherwise they're not there to protect him.
Exactly.
Or to employ him, or, you know, whatever, to advance his. And these guys are just, I mean, you know, we have 242 days, 10 hours, 12 minutes, 8 seconds. Oh, boy, it's counting down until George W. Bush.
That seems practically doable. I think they'll make it.
Yeah, they're just going to try and run out the clock is what they're doing. And not a good thing. Gitmo, by the way, let's talk about this.
Oh, man. This was pretty crazy. Rear Admiral Mark Busby, that's difficult to say three times fast, he's one of the commanders of the Joint Task Force at Guantanamo, and he had a conference call this week to talk to bloggers, to talk to them about all of the allegations that there's torture and abuse and mistreatment of detainees at Guantanamo.
Right.
And he actually said, I am not making this up, he actually said that the living situation in Guantanamo is basically the same as living in a frat house.
Yeah.
It's the same as a fraternity.
In fact, here's the transcript. One of the bloggers asked about solitary confinement, and he said, we don't have any solitary confinement down here in Guantanamo. What we have is single cells. I mean, there's one person to a cell. All the cells are right next to each other, which is solitary confinement, right? That's like having a single apartment in a fraternity house, suggested the blogger, to which Busby responded, pretty much.
Exactly. And then he went on and he did explain a little more, and he said, look, these quote-unquote fraternity apartments, they're the same conditions that the U.S. Bureau of Prisons uses for prisoners. And he made that sound, you know, like it's very normal. It's just like the prisons on the mainland.
Right.
And here's the thing, though. He was referring to these supermax prisons in which they do have these single cells that legally can only be used on a very temporary basis for the worst of the worst.
Right, because solitary confinement like this over time produces insanity.
Exactly.
It destroys people mentally.
It does. It does. And not only that, but it will distort any testimony that we could be, you know, learning from these people. And then, you know, we've got all of these people that we've kept in these conditions. And then when we realize that we don't really have anything on them, let them go. And what we've really done is turn them into people who hate us.
Right.
And people whose minds have been destroyed, which just doesn't seem to make any logical sense to me.
Right. Plus it violates the, what is it, the Eighth Amendment, cruel and unusual punishment? I think it's the Eighth. I
think you're right.
Either six, seven, or eight. One
Sounds
of those
right.
three.
And they asked Robert Gates about this week. I think it was yesterday or the day before, and he was testifying in front of Congress about the supplemental bill, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, so what about Guantanamo Bay? You know, you've said that you think we should close it. The president has even said that we should close it. And Gates could only basically shrug his shoulders, and his direct quote was, well, we're stuck with it. Yeah. We're stuck with it. Not we're working to figure it out, we're working to re-abide by international law, but, we're stuck with it.
Well, the problem is if they let people out and they let them have fair legal proceedings, they're going to discover that some number of them, whether it's just one or two or whether it's 50 or 100 or whatever it may be, absolutely shouldn't be there, which means that we've got some serious liability. The ones who should be there were treated in ways that are violations of international law. I mean, basically, what's going to come out is that we've broken both international treaties, we've violated the Nuremberg Principles, we've violated the Conventions on Human Rights, and we violated American law.
Well, exactly. And much like we were just talking about with the EPA and Stephen Johnson, it's one thing for these rumors to be flying around the globe about all of the mistreatment and torture and things, and it's another for there to be proof that would come out should we let any of these people go. So it's just,
right.
It's a nasty, nasty situation.
Yeah. Everybody loves to talk about sex. I guess Washington, D.C. is all agog about it, too.
There have been a couple of new things. First, do you remember Dusty Fogo?
The number three guy at the CIA.
Exactly. And he was totally into that whole Duke Cunningham bribery.
It's Fogo, though, huh? I always thought it was Fogo.
Maybe it is Fogo.
I mean, I said it that way just because I thought, he's foggy, you know, it's a CIA. Yeah, right, makes sense. Okay. So,
well,
anyhow, Dusty
Fogo.
There's
a brand new indictment against Mr. Dusty. We'll just call him Dusty F.
Yeah.
We knew that he had been doing some money laundering for Duke Cunningham with all of the defense contractor bribery scandals.
Right.
But now it turns out he was indicted this week for taking bribes himself, quote, in the form of sexual companionship and the enrichment of a mistress. I'm not even quite sure what that means, but I think he took hooker bribes is basically what happened.
Yeah. Amazing.
And we'd heard that Duke Cunningham and his buddies had basically hooker parties on a boat down near the Watergate.
Right.
But this is one of the first times that Dusty himself has been indicted technically on these issues.
Amazing. We were talking in the second hour of our program about the polar bear. In fact, our question for the hour was, which should we save, the polar bear or ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson's $16.7 million compensation package? And we had a conservative on saying that we should save Mr. Tillerson's compensation packet. Well, he didn't say that. But, I mean, taking the position we'd need to think about our economy before
right.
we think about the polar bears. Alaska, the state of Alaska is weighing in on this?
Yeah, their Republican governor, Sarah Palin, is coming down on the side of your listener friend there. She's going to have the state sue the U.S. government to stop the listing of the polar bear on the endangered species list because she said that it could hurt the oil companies who want to take the polar bear land and, you know, build stuff on it.
Yeah.
So she has made the same decision, and she's decided to throw her lot in with the oil companies, and who can blame her? You know, the polar bears don't really give a whole lot of campaign contributions.
Yeah. Interesting. By the way, the House Judiciary Committee just issued a subpoena for Karl Rove in the Don Siegelman case.
Interesting.
Yeah. We'll see how that one plays out. It'll probably be another one where they're trying to beat the clock. Christy Harvey, the Director of Strategic Communications, Center for American Progress, AmericanProgress.org, MikeCheckRadio.org. Thank you, Christy.
Thanks, Tom.
45 minutes past.
Tom Hartman. Speaking the truth that multinational corporations don't want you to know. This is the Tom Hartman Program. Randy Rhodes at noon. Jeff Barrios at 3. Weekday afternoons on 1480 KPHX.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credits, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens, happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-884-5203 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-884-5203. That's 1-800-884-5203. Again, 1-800-884-5203.
Hey, this is Mike Malloy. You know, I won't recommend anything to my listeners unless I'm convinced, and in these uncertain economic times, I do believe that gold can protect your family's financial future. Gold almost quadrupled since 2001, reaching over $1,000 an ounce, yet many experts believe we are still in the early stages of gold's uptrend. Why? Well, experts say over the long run, the falling U.S. dollar, rising deficits, geopolitical concerns, and the industrialization of India and China will drive gold prices higher. That's why a call to ITM Trading is an excellent idea. 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD. It's no secret. Nations around the globe are dumping U.S. dollars. Add to that rising oil prices and economic uncertainty, and you'll see why it's an excellent idea to own gold now. So, call ITM Trading and talk to their experts. They will answer your questions and send you a free information packet about owning gold to get you started. It's really very simple. Call 1-888-OWN-GOLD. That's 1-888-OWN-GOLD.
Conscience Collection designer Gary Patak knows diamonds are a girl's best friend, and rubies and sapphires and emeralds. The Conscience Collection has beautiful, authentic diamonds, rubies, sapphires, and emeralds that are grown instead of mined, so they're not harmful to the environment, and all are made in the USA. Indulge yourself or a favorite conscientious, dazzling diva. Visit ConscienceCollection.com and choose from earrings, pendants, bracelets, and rings for women and men. All of Conscience Collection's elegant jewelry is available in 18-karat gold, palladium, and platinum. This anniversary, give the progressive in your life something she really wants, precious diamonds. They're available in a stunning range of yellows, pinks, and blues. Gary Patak's sparkling creations have been featured in Inside Weddings Magazine, Manhattan Bride, Essence Magazine, and this month's issue of Bridal Guide Magazine. View the online showroom at ConscienceCollection.com or call 800-782-5112. For jewelry that's compatible with your values, follow your conscience at ConscienceCollection.com.
Hey, Jeff Farias here. I think most people know that getting your AC tuned up is a good idea. It prolongs your unit's life, saves on energy bills, and can save you a lot of money in repairs. But not many people do it. Why? Because they're afraid of being ripped off. I know, I used to be the same way. Not anymore. Now I use Parker & Sons. They're a company you can trust. Parker & Sons take care of my house and other buildings, and I wouldn't use anyone else. They've been in business more than 30 years. And they provide 24 hours a day, 365 days a year service. And you always speak to a live person, never a recording, and there's no extra charge for nights, holidays, or weekends. So Parker & Sons is there when you need them at no extra cost. So call them right now and get your AC tuned up for only $69. That's $30 off the regular price. Call Parker & Sons now at 602-2-REPAIR. That's 602-2, R-E-P-A-I-R, for Parker & Sons. What are you waiting for? Call them today.
Randy Rhodes is next at noon, then Jeff Farias at 3 p.m. This is 1480 KPHX.
Nine and a half minutes before the hour of the Tom Hartman program, and Sean Taylor, our executive producer, has been going through our posts today at TomHartman.com on the show blog, and has come up with her favorite. And what is that, Sean?
It is from AutoMine today, and it says, if there are so many manufacturing jobs in America, why can't I find a pair of sandals that say made in America? Help, Tom, you give us sanity every day. Thanks.
Oh, that's sweet. And so once again, our winner is?
AutoMine.
Good on you, Otto. And Otto will receive an autographed copy of Screwed, the Undeclared War Against the Middle Class, and what we can do about it. Thank you, Sean.
Thank you, Tom.
And now Ellen Ratter with the Talk Radio News Service, talkradionews.com, is with us. And hey, Ellen, great to have you back. I still have the image of you sitting in the seat where Sean is sitting right now when you were live with us 2 days ago.
Well, I wish I was still there.
It was wonderful having you here.
It's cold right now. So I normally do not start out the show or at any point really trying to get into the Obama-Hillary thing, just because it's like quicksand. But I do have to talk about a few things that happened today that were really quite amazing. And first of all, Nancy Pelosi did her weekly press conference today.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, when asked about the fact that Obama may be looking for a VP selection, she said that Obama and Clinton have a good chance to become the nominee and that she isn't giving advice on the VP selection. And actually, that audio will be on our website in just a few minutes. So that was really she has not said anything like that before. At least recently, and then.
Now, how do you read this? What's the significance of this in your mind, Ellen?
Well, it's either two things. She's either playing it extremely safe, or she believes that in terms of just not alienating anybody in the party as Speaker of the House, or she really knows something about their tactics on the Clinton side that may give her the nomination. And I don't know how to read it. I'm just putting it out there. But I do know that Harold Ickes also and Howard Wolfson had a conference call today, which one of our staffers was on. And he said that the campaign believes that all delegates from both states should be seated, that is Florida and Michigan, and have a full vote. He said of the 55 uncommitted delegates from Michigan, he said all should be seated as uncommitted delegates, and he hopes that this will be resolved in the Clinton campaign's favor on May 31st. And then he was asked why the Senator Clinton's position seemed to be that states could break the rules of the party with real consequences. He said that the intention of excluding Florida and Michigan was to send a message to other states that there would be severe consequences if they did not comply. He said that goal was accomplished since no other states broke the rules.
Hmm. But if you reward bad behavior, you can't argue that you've achieved that. Although, you know, the bottom line is ultimately Michigan and Florida, I would say, have been punished, as it were. They didn't have all the advertising dollars in their states, which really was their goal in moving up their primaries. I think that even more than influence was to bring the candidates and the revenue that comes with them into the states.
Absolutely.
But how does this, I mean, you know, there's this theory that she's going to use the Rules Committee. She's going to get the rules set up in the Rules Committee on the 31st of May in such a way that it's going to have to go to the convention to be ratified by the delegates. And therefore, she keeps this thing running till the convention, and then she might be able to twist enough arms or win enough votes.
Exactly, you know? That's exactly what I think the theory is that she will be doing.
This is sometimes referred to as Clinton's nuclear option.
That's right.
Yeah. And I just can't imagine her doing that. I would think the blowback would be so incredible. You think it's possible?
I think it's not only possible. I would have been where you were at maybe 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And not only do I think it's possible, I think it's probable at this point.
Wow.
Now, I'm a bad predictor. I've called every election wrong, but I don't know. I sit here with, you know, my gut feeling, and the problem is, and another thing that happened today, George Washington University did a conference call on the battleground poll that they did. They had a Republican pollster from the Terrence Group. They had Celine from Lake Research, and she said that there's no question that McCain is a formidable candidate. However, she said Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama is overwhelmingly winning over independent voters compared to McCain. That's sort of an interesting piece as well.
Well, we saw that in many of the primaries. I won't say all or most of them, but in many of the primaries, we saw Obama picking up a lot of independents. I think, although Hillary Clinton was picking up a lot of independents, too. But I think the independent vote this year is going to go Democratic unless we really screw this thing up badly.
Well, yeah, that could be very doable. President quickly just gave a speech today at Fort Bragg where he laid out the definition of success in Iraq, and he said
again?
Successful. Yes, he never stops.
Right. Okay.
He said, and by the way, Petraeus at his hearing sort of echoed exactly what the president said. He said it will be when Al-Qaeda has no safe havens in Iraq, and Iraqis can protect themselves. And then when Iraq is a nation that can support itself economically, well, it must be supporting itself economically because they just agreed to buy $3 billion worth of arms from the United States.
Right. The big U.S. defense contractors are making out very well. Thank you very much. And by those definitions, Iraq was a success before we invaded.
I guess so.
No, there was no Al-Qaeda there. I mean, it's amazing. Ellen Ratner, the Talk Radio News Service.
I love the way you put that.
Yeah, talkradionews.com. Thank you so much, Ellen.
Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow, Senator Bernie Sanders drops by for our weekly brunch with Bernie. Your chance to get your calls taken by our real United States senator. And, of course, anything goes Friday. You choose the topic and we'll talk about it. Don't forget, my friends, democracy begins with you. Activism begins with you. Get out there. Get active. Participate in our democracy. Give your congressmen, your senators a call. Join, show up for the Democratic Party. Tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program. For exclusive audio archives and more information, visit TomHartmanRadio.com.
So we've been talking a lot about the price of gas and how one way to get the price down is to use less gas. And now GM is focusing on advanced technologies to help us eventually use no gas at all. Now everybody knows where I stand on SUVs. So when I came across a 2008 EPA report that said the Chevy Tahoe Hybrid offers the same city fuel economy as a standard four-cylinder Camry, an estimated 21 miles to the gallon, my friends at GM let me drive one. First off, it's a two-mode, meaning it's strong enough to power a full-size SUV. It's such an advancement in hybrid technology and such a welcome entry into the hybrid category that Green Car Journal awarded it Green Car of the Year. It's just another example of how GM is exploring advanced technologies to help us use less and less gas until the day we don't have to use any gas at all. And with 50% better fuel economy than its non-hybrid model, the Chevy Tahoe Hybrid is paving the way. There's more on the Chevy Tahoe Hybrid at gm.com/explore. So check it out for yourself at gm.com/explore.
You know, being a great heating and air conditioning contractor is all about making sure energy is used efficiently and safely. Hi, I'm Kirk with North Valley Mechanical. I've been a proud supporter of KPHX since the beginning. Now you can see that advertising on this station helps my company grow. You can hear it also helps keep a network of progressive voices going strong in the valley. If you feel you need an expert in indoor comfort, call me at 480-538-9184 or log on to northvalleymechanical.com. But if you're looking for an expert in marketing your business, call 1480-KPHX.
Hi, this is Kim Macias, General Sales Manager with 1480-KPHX. For the best return on your advertising, click on Advertise at 1480KPHX.com.
This is the Valley's Progressive Talk, 1480 KPHX, Phoenix.
AP Radio News. I'm Diane Kepley. Developments in that huge child welfare polygamous case in Texas. A state appeals court has ruled the state had no right to seize more than 400 children living at the sex compound. And it said the hearing held last month did not demonstrate the children were in any immediate danger. An attorney for the families was asked, what happens next?
It's unclear, again, what is going to happen as a result of this ruling right now and what actions CPS is going to take.
Rough weather in the Rockies. A huge tornado has touched down about 45 miles north of Denver and is moving northwest. So far, no injuries have been reported. The forecast for this year's hurricane season is out.
Hurricane season in the Atlantic starts the week after next, and government forecasters expect between 6 and 9 hurricanes. 2 to 5 of those could grow into major storms. Officials at NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, say they expect the 2008 season to be near or above normal. Last season saw 6 hurricanes, 2 of them major, but forecasters at the National Hurricane Center always say it just takes one powerful storm to make for a bad season. John Belmont, Washington.
Wildfires are the problem in California. State Fire spokeswoman Colleen Baxter says some evacuations have been ordered in the Santa Cruz Mountains.
Threatening multiple structures, multiple homes.
And in Florida, the battle also continues against wildfires, but some people there have been allowed to go home. The battle against rising gas and oil prices continues. Oil analyst Ira Eckstein says the big problem right now is that oil inventories are down.
You know, we're actually taking some supply off. They're actually looking at supply concerns now. Before, everything was like the euro versus the dollar and inflation. Now they're actually looking at supply coming off the market, and where they can't make that up.
Shell Oil President John Hofmeister today told Congress it needs to lift restrictions on production. Oil today is trading at close to $132 a barrel. On Wall Street, the Dow's up by 40 points. This is AP Radio News. President Bush went to North Carolina today to meet with the troops just back from Iraq.
On behalf of a grateful nation, welcome home.
On a sunny parade.